Listen, man, well, you calling me for your fucking pranker or what? I don't understand you.
No,
I... You're willing to do business to you. What are you fucking talking about jerking off on my dollar? Are you fucking retarded? Are you fucking mental?
I really like that.
Are you fucking stupid, you dumb motherfucking faggot?
I like the fucking movie.
Fuck you, you fucking dumb fuck.
Can I eat one of your wedding pictures so I can put you inside of me?
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cuttings. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hi, I'm Carlito. I am going to do prank calls because the hurricane is coming and I'm scared. Thank you.
What Jack said. I'm Carlito. There's a hurricane coming and I'm scared. So I decided I wanted to do prank calls in order not to be scared anymore. I'm live. Thank you. Give me a second while I let everyone who I can possibly let know that I'm on live know that I'm on live. Then I'm going to do some prank calls. Thank you. Thank you very much. Give yourself a pat on the back. Thanks. Thanks. Anybody wants to join me, hit me up on Skype, madhouse.radio, madhouse.radio on Skype. Thank you.
And welcome to the first ever presidential Google Play.
Oh, geez. This is a Google Hangout that started playing on its own without permission. How inconvenient. That's a real drag, man. That's why this is of utmost importance. When the tree falls on top of me, this will be the last Madhouse Radio ever. So tell all your friends, this might be the end. My only friend, the end. I gotta open one more thing and then we can start doing prank calls. Stand by. Thank you. Alright, good. I'm going on a Google Maps and find some people to call. Let's call hotels in Philadelphia where I'm scared. I'm scared of the situation. Can you dig that? Cool, man. I feel like Creed from The Office talking like that. Cool beans, man. Calling someone else instead.
Hello.
Bro.
Let me look at my headphones. But I'm trying to post your picture on your Facebook.
My picture? The horse guy?
Yeah.
That's funny. Horse guy running around. I want to say that was Jersey.
Where was it? Washington, was it?
I think so. One of those towns. That guy was awesome. And the feed I saw of it was awesome because the reporter lady who was there was laughing. She thought it was funny. What I'm saying, there was a shirtless man in a horse mask running down the street in a flooded
zone. I got a funny screen cap. Yeah.
And it looked funny. It's a street beat for Madhouse right now.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Ritz-Carlton, Philadelphia. How may I assist you?
It's, hi. I'm scared of this storm. I'm a tourist, and I don't know if you have somewhere that I could stay.
Absolutely. Please allow me to extend you to reservations.
Okay.
Good day. Thank you for calling Room Reservation.
Hello?
My name is Hewan. Yes, hello?
Yes, this is the location on Avenue of the Fort.
Yes.
I'm stuck in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, and I got out of the airport, and they closed the airport behind me, and there's no taxis to pick me up. They kicked me out of the airport.
And Do you have a reservation at our property, or are you looking to make one?
No, I have reservations, and they canceled the lobby because of the storm. Well, now I'm out in the street now, and it's very windy, and I'm scared.
Says you have reservations at the hotel, though.
No, right? No, I need help. I don't have reservations at your hotel. I have reservations at a different hotel.
Okay.
But they refuse to give me service. And I need someone to come rescue me.
Well, we could certainly arrange for a reservation on our property. Since we do still have rooms available, I'm sure the concierge would be able to at least discuss with the concierge if there's a way that they can have the transfer arranged to have you picked
up. Can I speak to the concierge? Because I have a private concern that I need to get taken care of before they pick me up.
Okay. Could I confirm the nature of the request?
Well, I need him to bring me an article of clothing that I lost. It's a private, my pants, my trousers, and one of my shoes are gone.
And so we need to have some purchased or brought out?
What happened was that my flight got canceled. I wanted to fly to Charlotte. And I had a layover in Philadelphia, and the airport closed because of the hurricane earlier. And then they were going to let me take shelter with the other passengers in the airport. Well, then I went to the restroom, and a man sat next to me in the stall, and I thought I was just curious, and he was tapping his foot and everything. And then I did something. I tried to open his stall, and he got upset, and he pushed me. And he said, "What do you think this is?" And I thought he was coming on to me, you know. But anyway, so he grabbed my pants, and he pushed me outside the door, and one of my shoes stayed in the bathroom, and I had just one shoe, and then he grabbed my pants, and he threw them at me when I was outside. And when I went to get the pants, they flew away because one of the gust of winds came and took away my pants over the fence, over where the airplanes are. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I would imagine the concierge would be able to arrange to have some purchased and brought out. I'm not sure that they would be able to have the originals reclaimed, but I'm sure they'd be able to acquire a pair somehow.
I need a size 56 black trousers. And I need this before you come pick me up because I can't be walking around in my underwear.
Understood. I'll speak with the concierge for a moment, see if that's something they'd be able to arrange. Would I be able to place you on a brief hold?
Yes, and it's cold out and everything. You know, shivering. Okay, thank you.
And I'll be as quick as possible with
this. Thank you.
I didn't know he was going to stand for the whole story.
You're on brief hold. You're in your brief.
Brief hold. I'm on brief hold.
Hold your briefs. You might lose them to the wind.
I'm just imagining poor Jack trying to run after his pants.
I know, I'm trying not to, I thought they cut in then.
Just imagine his pants like billowing up like they're balloons, you know? At the legs. He's like, ooh!
And then a bird got them or something.
Well, they went over the fence where the planes are, so... His pants are out in the tarmac.
No. He tried to run, but he didn't get very far. He rolled a little bit. Waddled.
I see the pic that you put up of Horseman. That's awesome. He looks so triumphant. It's like, yeah.
Fuck this.
I won the race, motherfucker.
Meanwhile, his house is underwater. What can you do?
Yeah. A horse wouldn't understand that. A real horse would just be happy. Like him. Yay, I'm alive. I'm a horse.
He probably, like, got into his entire stash and just went like, oh, wow. Well.
Man, if I'm a horse, I don't have any problems.
I've got a real big nose I need to fill.
If I put this mask on, I'll be a horse. And I'm going to start from scratch. Let's go.
New life.
New life. I'm getting that.
Okay, he put shorts on at least. He didn't like.
It was another like Jack Masterson with no pants on, and one shoe.
He wasn't like, I'm gonna completely be a horse and go out naked. That would be kind of funny on the nude. Go, he went out nude on the news.
Nice.
Hit a little thing on.
So let me get this right, Jack Story. Just to recap, everyone who's just joining us, 56 inch waist Jack Masterson was on a flight to Charlotte and had a layover in Philly. Airport closed because of the hurricane. I keep talking so just in case he comes back. They said he could shelter in the airport because they canceled his flight. He goes into the men's room, sees the guy tapping his foot and tries to do the glory hole with him. The other guy goes to gay bash him. pushes him outside the airport as he forgets one of his shoes in the stall and throws his pants out into the wind. Now our friend Jack's been outside of the airport where it's cold and rainy and windy.
Just watching his pants float around.
I imagine him with a nice sports jacket on. The white shirt and tie. Just a pair of tidy whiteys and one nice shoe. In a sock.
Raising his fat fists to the air, going,
no!
Why? It's always me.
It's always poor Jack. How come Jack can't get a break? All right, we're going to do something else in the meantime. This is taking way too long.
He's trying to get you pants. It's crazy. They're trying to get you pants in your size.
Story of my life. Alright. Tabachi already lost his power. Did you know that?
Oh no.
He did. I know you're not a Tabachi fan.
He's probably out like trying to start a wood fire now.
Outside. Yeah. The Boy Scouts out there. Yeah. I'm connecting him now. I'm sorry.
My cat wants to co-host. She just meowed at you.
What's up, big cat?
Hey, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
Mr. T.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, nothing.
He's like, oh, a female. I know who that is.
When'd you lose power?
All right, is that, let's see, is that Dark Shade or that?
Yeah, why'd you break the power? You know, why'd you mess that up?
Okay.
Why'd you hack the grid, the smart grid?
No, I don't know how you get power. I don't know how you get power there. What do you have? Hydro?
Nuclear, I think.
Nuclear?
Yeah, he's gone. He's in a bad area.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. I don't know.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Sound it out. Nuclear. All right, well, I just got lost in something here. Let's call the Omni Hotel instead. Let's call something different. What else will be open? What are things that are open in a hurricane? Dark Stranger. Hotels. What else? Who else needs to be open?
Circle K. Excuse me. Strange things are afoot.
Let's see. I'm sure there's a 7-Eleven open here.
I'm sure little corner stores are open.
The Haji Marts.
People that need to buy Pop-Tarts. I hear Pop-Tarts are one of the, you know, the popular things to buy.
Oh, yeah, and with good reason.
Mm-hmm. They're tasty.
You know, they have no nutrition of value. I swear, yeah. It's really bad for you.
It's like eating the cardboard. You could eat the cardboard.
With lots of sugar on top.
Just dip the cardboard in icing and you'd be fine.
Yeah. You should probably just have ice cream if you're going to have a Pop-Tart. Might as well just have ice cream for breakfast. That doesn't sound as good. Anyway, no. We'll keep that guy on hold. I'm going to call 7-Eleven and see if they're open. Have corporate send him home. I'm not good at this. Is corporate calls, so.
Just ask for a survey. It's not for all the people that need to go out and buy beer and things.
No, I want to send them home.
It's a necessity. Oh, you're going to send them home?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Thank you very much for holding, and I apologize for the long wait. I've spoken with our front office staff, and unfortunately at the moment we're not able to arrange for transfers anymore. The ground transport office at the airport may be able to provide some more information, but we don't have any transfer services that are available at the moment.
Well, they won't talk to me. They won't talk to me at all. They kicked me out of the airport, and the policeman, he went to the door. I knocked on the door because I didn't have any pants on, and there were these girls that were laughing at me that had gone outside to smoke cigarettes. And they were laughing at me because of my pants, and they closed the door behind me, and I knocked on the door, and the policeman came up, and he said, hey, he was like, hey, stupid asshole. And I was like, I'm sorry, you know, and I explained what happened. I explained that the man in the bathroom, he threw my pants outside into the wind, and he locked me out. And he said that if he saw me again, that he was going to have me arrested and to get out of his airport. He said like that, and he pushed me with like his three fingers. He put him in like my shoulder blade, and he said like that. He said, "My airport." He said, "Get out of my airport." And I said, "Where am I supposed to go?" And he said, "Call the Ritz Carlton. Call the Ritz Carlton." That's what he said, and he closed the door. So the police sent me to you to get picked up. Then, well, he already said he won't. Oh, if I go to the door again, he's gonna have me arrested. He said because he said he's gonna get me on indecency, and he was even laughing with the girls that were laughing at me, and I was just asking for help. And they have pants there inside the airport. They have a whole clothing store in there and everything in the airport. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I unfortunately I've spoken with our front desk manager. We don't have a way right now of sending out a
please let
a
me
transfer to the airport.
Can I just speak to the front end manager then?
I'd be happy to see if they're able to take the call.
Please, you can't leave me here. You understand what I'm saying? It's cold and it's windy, and I have no pants on.
7-Eleven answered it right at the same time. Damn it.
Discrimination against fat people.
Went to the cop and the girls were laughing at him together. Like just bullying Jack around. He's like, I need help. What the fuck you do? Get out of here. No pants on. Get out of my airport.
Here, Lardo.
I'll see you again. And I have you arrested for indecency.
No fat people.
He's like, slam. Slams the ear. Like the airport just has one door.
Just push you out of the way with like that cattle catcher thing in the front of the cop cars. Roll on out.
Bloody pants. Please.
Oh, I'll get pavement burn, road rash.
Pants.
I can just imagine the little arms flopping like.
Oh, Jack.
It goes well with this music.
Yeah.
I forget his poor life.
Alright. Trying that 7-Eleven again.
Well, he's gonna pick up.
Hello, yes, this is Corey. This is Corey Booker.
Cool.
This is Corey Booker. at corporate. Is this the location in Philly?
Yes.
And you guys are still open. How many guys do you have on staff right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Two of us.
All right, go ahead and close down, please. Urgent. I just need you to close down and go home, please.
What?
Yeah, we need you to close down and go home because of the storm.
Who is it?
This is Corey. Corey Booker from corporate.
Corey Booker?
Yeah, from corporate. Yeah, we just need you guys to close. Just close down as soon as you can and get out.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because the store shouldn't be open because of the storm. There's a storm going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what's the store market at?
The stock market?
Can you tell me the store market? Yeah.
The stock market is in New York City.
The store market.
The store
market? What's the number? Yeah, what's our store number?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, if you call from the company, that means you know what's our store number.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Stop liar, dude.
Well, you don't have store numbers. I know you have store ID.
Store ID?
Yeah.
You're telling me that?
Yeah, it's...
Shit.
Store.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
Go to sleep, man.
Yo, man, you got that White Widow?
Huh?
You got that White Widow?
Who?
You know that White Widow? You got that there?
Yo, just play with your Skype. Don't bother us, all right?
How did you know I'm on Skype? Hey, man.
Shit, yo, it's...
This is KDK. I'm with KDKprankcalls.com.
Yeah, right.
Hey, yo. Look me up, man. I do prank calls all the time. It's called KDKprankcalls.com.
Prank call. Yeah, right.
Yeah, KDK Pranks.
You wish.
I'm the number three prank caller on the internet.
Just call somebody else.
I was on Howard Stern once. You know Howard Stern? I'm from Howard Stern. I'm on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's your brother? Yeah, I'm too busy right now, okay?
Hey, man. Oh, you make
I'll see you in the hell, all right?
In the hell. All right, man, I'll see you there. Because I'm going there because I'm gay. All right, see you. Bye. All right. Now we need store numbers.
Trying to find the store numbers now.
Store numbers, yeah. Yeah, all right, good. I don't know where. Maybe there's a listing.
Fuck you telling me I live in Canada. I hate how things automatically do that.
I'm going to look, see on the website, see if they let you...
That's what
you.
I'm trying to do.
Yeah. It's a lot
I don't
of shit
see
on
store
here.
Numbers. No. Oh, yeah, the store numbers are on here.
Yay!
19642.
Well, give me a
Which one were we on? Their store number is...
Well, I can't call them again because the guy's mean.
All right, I'll give you another one.
Yeah. In Philly.
All right, dear. I'm going to call you dear like we're an old married couple.
Huh?
All right, dear.
Huh? That's what I keep saying.
What?
Huh?
We don't even have 7-Elevens where I live. We just got Circle K's.
Wow, man. 80s style.
Yeah.
Circle K, so 80s.
I can be like a little kid and call them and be like, there's something stranger for it. And I'm like, what? Dur.
Just gonna dial. I think all the circuits are. There we go.
And they lock up the beer coolers and stuff. Clearly. Oh. Just look at it.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Cross. I'm coming from corporate. Is this store number? I've got you down.
Yo.
Yeah.
Who are you calling for?
I'm calling for.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is...
No, this number 007.
Number 007.
Yeah, you know James Bond?
No, don't play around. Seriously, it's this store thing.
You're just a fucking liar, man. Close your phone or I call the cops right now to track you down.
Yeah?
All
really?
Right?
They're going to believe you. They're going to believe a Mexican that lives in the ghetto. They're going to come at you real fast, I'm sure, to help you out.
Oh, yeah? For what?
Yeah, you're the ethnicity that all the cops come out to help out really fast when you call for help. They're going to make big attention to you. You're not white. You're an animal.
Just back to sleep. Just go back to sleep, man. You're sleeping.
You're an animal.
Is that yeah, man.
Yeah,
no,
man.
It wasn't the same one.
It sounded like them to me.
No, it's not. They're all different.
Holy shit. They all sound the same to me.
I have to go for about 5 minutes, but I'll paste like two or three more.
Oh, Could you just give me the link to the pager on? Duh.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Seriously.
Durr. I'll be back in like 2 seconds.
All right, bye. Still got power. That's good, man. Power's good. I'm one of the haves. Not the have-nots. I kept that stupid thing on.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
No, I won't leave a message after the tone.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
There's another one that's not answering. Hello.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, man.
You watching the game?
What game?
Monday Night Football.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I
told 0-0 right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks. How did you do this week in fantasy football?
Well, I had Romo, so apart from the four picks, he put up four.
You there? No, no, I didn't mean to do it. Zach Klein, you there? Hello? Hello? He's supposed to be connected to this call. Zach Klein, come on. Come on, Zyklon, breathe. Breathe, Zyklon, breathe.
Breathe.
All right, good.
But yeah, I got Romo and Witten, so together that's like 80 points.
Man, I didn't even look to see. I know, I thought I was getting my ass kicked. So I don't know how good or not I did during this week's game. What's up,
Oh, it's like a real show. You're talking about sports.
No, this guy came on. You know who I'm talking about? Zyklon.
Yeah, that guy.
Super cool, nice guy.
Okay, let me hang up a recall.
Okay. What's up with Zyklon? Zyklon's confusing me.
I think he was listening to two things.
I think so. Zyklon, turn everything off. When you're going to call in. Just Skype. That's all you need, buddy.
I think he's going crazy.
Going.
Go.
Gone.
He's going up a level, if that's possible.
Man, Nuna's going to be pissed when he knows he missed this show. Not a show.
I really don't care.
No, no.
Yeah, hi. This is 7-Eleven on... Okay, I'm sorry to bother you. How many do you have on staff right now? I'm calling... This is Doug with corporate.
How many do we have... How many what?
How many do you have on staff right now?
Two.
Two? Are you getting anybody coming in? The computer doesn't show that you've had anything really going on. For the last hour or so?
Oh, yeah, we had a power down, so...
Yeah. Do you guys want to just go ahead and leave? Because it's not... It's looking really bad right now. It's looking really bad out there right now, and I don't think you guys should be out there in a street, you know, by yourselves in that store. I think you guys should maybe just go ahead and go home. This is number 26179, according to the computer. Is that the right one?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to put that down. 2617.
So, no, well, can you wait a minute, please?
Okay.
I have to call the boss.
No,
and let him...
this is corporate. We're just, you know, we put a made a report of all the locations that need to go ahead and close down. Yours came up.
Okay, so let me call them.
The computer makes a big report, you see, and then on the report it comes up that these stores have nothing going on, it's not going down, and it's the storm is it's really bad outside, right? The weather's bad right now.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad now.
You don't want to be out in that, you know, when it gets really.
No, I don't want to be out in this. Yeah.
It's gonna get really bad, you know, and then what we're scared is that the people. Are gonna go into the stores and they break the store down and they steal everything from the store. I think that's what's gonna happen. You know, I was here with the CEO and some of the board members and we said we should send some of the people in Philadelphia home just for this to be safe.
Okay.
Know?
Oh, okay. Shamaila?
It's a state of emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about your mom and dad. You have mother and sisters and all that, you know. You don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, you know, hurt or anything.
No, I don't. Yeah, yeah.
You
know? I don't want to be.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want you to be hurt. You know, I'd go down there. I'd feel so bad. If you got hurt, I'm liable to hurt myself.
So, Hanji, no 7-Eleven company to live on your store, you want it? Yeah. Is that right? Okay, so I'm going to just close the door, right?
Yeah, just close the door, yeah, and no more customers. Tell everyone to get out right now.
And we'll be inside the store like we don't leave, right?
Well, do you want to leave or no?
I mean, like, we just stay inside and stuff and just close the door and stuff.
Yeah, okay, just stay inside, and if you want to have something to eat or something to drink, you go ahead, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. All right, and be safe. And if anything happens, give us a call back. Right, let us know.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. See you later. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's real nice of me.
Party on. Employee Appreciation Day.
I'll flee the hurricane.
I like how he probably is going to go ahead and open the six-pack.
Hey, best way to write it out.
Whoops, we broke it. Whoops, we broke it. Whoops.
All right. Looking for another 7-Eleven here that we haven't called yet.
Do you have that handled, or will I look up numbers?
I can kind of do
it. All right, fine.
I can kind of do it.
I'll just go make sandwiches.
Yes, do so. I'm hungry.
Make me a spam sandwich.
Move to Hawaii. That's spam.
That's what I got. From the store.
But here's the thing, though, is that you know how in the Pacific they have typhoons?
Yeah.
Wonder if Charlie's ever got hit by one.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Yes, hi, sir. I don't know if we spoke earlier. Is this number...
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, hi. Yeah, that's why I was a little confused. There's two of you. You guys have another location a little bit up the way, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Brad. I'm from corporate. Is the weather too bad right now?
Hello?
Yeah, is the weather going bad right now? This is Brad from the corporate office, 7-Eleven corporate.
Okay.
Everything all right right now? Do you still have power? We're having some problems. The computers are coming in and out. Like, I don't know if the network's a little down maybe because of the storm or if you've lost power or anything. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything all right in here, yeah.
And do you have just two on staff right now or...
What do you mean?
How many, do you just have the two of you on staff right now, or what's going on?
So far so good. It's, I have in here saying it's by store.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You haven't had any customers coming in, right? The computer doesn't show much revenue.
Yeah, yeah, have this. Yeah, just like, you know,
nothing.
Just a little bit customer, uh-huh.
All right, listen, you guys want to go ahead and close down, just close for the night, because it's getting really bad out there. And we don't want anything bad to happen to you. You know, I want to thank you guys for going out there. But, you know, don't you want to be home with your family or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You said it's just you and one other guy, or how many people are there?
Two person in here.
You? Well, okay.
Me and my friend, yeah.
All right, go ahead. Let's go ahead and just close down because the situation is it's getting bad out there, you know?
Okay, you know, so close this until tomorrow what?
Until tomorrow morning, yeah. Do you know when the next shift comes in? When morning shift?
The morning shift is already come, that's why this.
Okay. Yeah, well go ahead and until tomorrow afternoon shift, I think.
Tomorrow afternoon, okay.
Yeah, all right. And just take it, are you going to stay in the store? Did you want to go home? Did you want to stay in the store?
I'm go home. Yeah.
All right. If you want to stay in the store and you want anything to eat or drink, or if you need to take anything home for your family for the storm, go ahead and, you know, take a few drinks. You know, a few sodas.
Yeah.
You know, any food there, any chips or any bottles of water, stuff like that. Go ahead. No problem. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem. Be careful. All right. If anything, give us a call. All right. We're praying for you.
Okay.
All right. Take it easy.
Right,
yeah.
Thank
thanks
you.
For coming in. Good night. See you later.
All right.
Yeah.
Too. Bye.
You too. Bye. Here's another one. I like that.
Tell them to bring beer home.
That's a sword.
Bring beer home for your family. Your babies. Get them started early.
I just like how they're going to be incredulous against them. Like, what? You closed down? Why?
Why are you closed?
Why close? Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm getting bored already.
Call something else. Check on all your friends that, like, had to live through the storm.
I don't have any friends. I'll have Sabachi.
I mean your prank friend.
My prank friend?
Charlie or something. He's probably closed, though, hey?
Well, he's in Hawaii, so...
Yeah, Charlie would be open. Let's call Charlie. And also, San Francisco just scored, so it's 7-0.
Uh-huh.
And 4 points for Frank Gore, so I hope you started him.
Yeah, I started. I think he's my only player tonight. Hang on, let me look here real quick. Let's see how I'm doing.
Yeah, who are you playing?
Playing Artie. Oh, dude, I'm only down by 1 point. Fucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Actually, according to this, it says you're winning by 3.
Oh, maybe it just updated because you said Frank Gore had a touchdown. Oh, yeah, now it just updated.
Yeah, it goes off the actual rather than the projected. Yeah, so you're down by 1 point.
1 point, but I got Frank Gore in right now, and I got Cardinals D also. That's not...
Did you see the Cowboys game last night?
No. No, there's
One inch was all that separated that New York won by.
Nice.
Because his, like, 1 inch of Dez Bryant's fingertips were out of bounds when he made a end zone catch that would have put Dallas in the lead with 6 points to go. Seconds to go.
All right, so you did not capitalize on that. There you go.
Yeah. Right. It would have been. It was a crazy finish, though.
That's good. Games like that are good. Hey, let's do a prank call.
Let's call Charlie.
Oh, you did say call Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared that one of those guys is going to try to go home in bad weather and get in an accident. And they're going to track me down. You never would have died if this man never pranked them and sent them home.
Or what you could do is, like, call a 7-Eleven, say that there is a hurricane sale, like 75% off everything.
It's a state of emergency, so all the water is free and all the food's free.
We could call, like, canoe ads or something on Craigslist. Hello? And say we need it right now.
Yes, hi. Is this 7-Eleven number 23776? Hello?
Huh?
Hello, Charlie. Is this Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie, I forgot what I was doing. Hey, it's Bildo. Listen, there's a hurricane coming. Do you have any, like, recommendations for typhoons and hurricanes?
Can you say again?
Yeah, do you know
what
you know typhoons? I'm calling from the National Typhoon Center. You know when a typhoon's coming, do your birds act differently at all? You know how you have birds? Hello? Hey.
What are you talking about?
Your stupid birds. You have a lot of birds, right? I went to your restaurant, you had a bird in the restaurant.
No.
You have a bird that you have on your shoulder, right? A bird?
Where you call from?
I'm calling from the street. Okay? Listen, you have a bird that you keep.
No.
I went to the store and you had a bird and you were holding a bird, a parrot. And the bird was taking a shit everywhere. It took a shit on your bag, on the table. And the food? You remember? Charlie? Charlie's gone. What's going on?
What's this bird's name? Can we just call back and ask for the bird?
I don't know. I don't know the bird's name. I'll tell you, I don't know. Sorry. Hey, I gotta go check on something real quick in the kitchen, if you don't mind. I don't want to burn something. I need to play a prank call and be right back.
Hot in the kitchen. All right.
Isn't that Athena's job?
Oh, yeah. She does her job around here.
God, Carlito, we were bad-mouthing Tombstone because we thought we were muted.
Yeah, we didn't know that we were talking over the prank.
I'm so sorry. No one's listening.
Toontown has some brilliant idea, which we're not going to tell you.
No?
Right. Hey, Sporty Board, if you want us to join, give us PM Carlito the coffee shop number.
He wants us to look for a free fridge or something.
A free fridge?
If you think this hilarious.
Okay. All right, let's see here.
Everything in the fridge is free at the hotel. He wants us to tell him.
Actually, that would be good. Maybe we'll call like a hotel, try to do something PrankNet-ish to him.
What do you mean PrankNet-ish?
Like get them to break a window or something like that.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Oh
I've been
God.
Drinking.
No, you were serious. It's okay. You're dirty. You're a dirty pranker.
Who are you calling?
A hotel.
Okay, I'm mute.
We'll do a dirty prank. That's the sound of a hurricane. Wow. Sounds like Q-Bert.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, yeah, they're not there. Yeah, hi, I need baby formula. I need baby formula. This is going to be my saying when I call people. I need baby formula.
Are we on everybody's voicemail?
We're on nobody's voicemail right now.
That's nice.
So, Carlito, I
am
currently patching the open beta for MechWarrior Online.
Patch it.
Patch Hello. It good.
It's,
Patch
it. Tombstone's calling in. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi.
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 What's the prize?
No, it's not Tombstone. It's Christopher.
No, it's not Tombstone. No, uh-uh.
Mike or
no way. You sound even creepier.
It's Big Cobra. Oh, yeah, I'm real creepy.
MPSA Cobra? That guy?
Yeah.
Wow, and the Pasta Cobra. What's up?
Yeah.
Hola.
Give me a store that's open in New York so I can prank
fucking
them.
A.
I've got a funny Craigslist ad.
Yeah?
Yeah, what is it?
Here, let me post the number now.
Is it in the hurricane zone? Oh, wait. I sent you the number. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you first. Yours is important.
I don't care who goes first.
Go.
It's a floating beer chair, which would be fun to float around the storm.
Okay.
It's an inflatable chair.
Nice. Hey, do you still have that number that I PM'd you that was for the crisis line that they gave out here on TV?
I shall find it. No, wrong stuff.
Oh, I got it. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, well, fine then. Be that way.
They said it's 24/7 crisis counselors. For Pennsylvanians who are afraid of the hurricane or going through anxiety due to the storm. It's called the Disaster Distress Hotline, and they're open now, being staffed.
I'm really thinking we should... should we call this or should we not call this?
No, let's call it. Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, people in distress are crazy anyway.
Oh, I can't swim.
The Distress Helpline. Oh. We are here to support anyone in emotional distress.
Tell them you're in, like, an inch of water and you can't
Please
swim.
Stay on the line,
no.
And someone will be with you in a moment.
Okay.
Tell them you're distressed because it's the anniversary of Bob Ross's death.
That was... Hello? Alright, here we go.
I was painting. I should be... I need to paint some happy trees.
For your patients, all of our clinicians are currently with other callers. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Gracias por su paciencia.
You need to tell them you lost your pets.
Todos nuestros especialistas están
in the wind.
Otras llamadas.
That's very,
Tu llamada
very
es muy importante para nosotros. Por favor, permanezca en la línea y su llamada será contestada en la orden en la que fue recibida.
Hello, Disaster Distress Helpline. This is Walter.
Hi, Walter. I'm distressed because this guy was just fighting with me at the airport, and he took my pants and he threw them into the wind, and they flew away over the fence.
Okay, can you talk to security there?
They kicked me.
Guard?
They said if I come back, I'm going to be in big trouble. And they were laughing at me, and these girls and the policemen were laughing at me.
Okay, I'm not sure how you want me to help you with that. I mean, this is a disaster distress helpline, so I can help you find, you know, shelters or something. But
I need a shelter, I need a pair of pants. I need to come pick me up with a pair of pants.
Where are you right now?
I'm outside of the Philadelphia airport.
What state are you in? This is a national hotline.
In Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. What do you mean, what state am I in?
This is a national hotline? So
well, they said it was Pennsylvania hotline. I don't want to deal with you Yankees. Where are you from?
We're on the West Coast.
Send me a pair of pants immediately.
Okay, well, we can't do that. I can give you the number for the Red Cross if you need to get a shelter, though.
I need a pair of pants. Don't you understand? I'm out here in my underwear in a hurricane.
Okay. I can't help you with that, but I can help direct you towards a shelter, though. They might have something for you at a shelter.
They said they won't accept me at the shelter unless I have pants on. They said when they threw my pants away, the bull is like, good luck finding a shelter, and they threw my pants in the wind.
Well, it's the Red Cross. I'm sure the Red Cross will have a blanket or something for you.
The Salvation Army will have pants.
Well, they're not going to be open right now.
Well, of course, look them up and give them a call for me.
I can't do that. I can give you the number for the American Red
Cross. I'm in a state of emergency.
Yeah. Do you want the number for the Red Cross?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go then.
I want the number for pants. Oh.
Pants in the wind.
Pants on the flow.
Pants
on the flow. Go around with pants on the flow.
Pants in the wind.
Power's out for 2.2 million people.
Oh, yeah, Curly.
According to the internet. Oh, man. I dropped my cap from my pen. Shit.
Now you can't do Jack Masterson without marking up your mouth.
It's a yellow highlighter, but still, I don't want it to go dry, man.
But yeah, Carlita, do you have any questions about what we were talking about last week?
What? What were we talking about last week?
We were talking about home protection.
Home protection. Yeah.
Ask them in Skype chat. It's easier for me to link stuff there rather than say things.
Okay.
Or you can ask them and I'll link you stuff.
Okay. I'm sorry. I kind of followed, but I was just more concerned with my...
You need to keep more pen tops around.
Well, it's those highlighters. They don't just... What are you talking about?
Hey, kitty.
You have a cat, too, jerk?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's sniffing my hand.
I don't think he has a cat. Don't
oh, my gosh, where has your hand been? Stay away, kitty.
In the tuna hole. Okay. All right, so...
Sounds like a sleazy bar.
With a Coors Light, because I saw Jets. Coors Light blow-up chair.
Ask if they have, like, a Coors Light blow-up doll.
In Long Island. Long Island's getting hit, too. They got a big storm surge machine.
Oh, yeah, Long Island's bad.
They're going to get a storm surge.
Well, I mean, the whole big problem with this storm is that it's hitting places that just are not prepared for hurricanes.
Yeah.
Mafia
like
wants
Florida.
To call us.
Like, you're in Florida. I mean, what type of hurricane preparations do y'all do?
I'm not in Florida anymore. I'm stupid Pennsylvania.
Well, when you were in Florida.
Oh, when? Oh, dude, yeah, man. You know,
I mean, you're from Florida.
Yeah, we had hurricane shutters that were already pre-sized for the house, so me and my old man would go out there with the screwdriver drill thing, and we'd put them up around all the windows, and we'd fill up our... see, my dad, and this is when I have a house, I eventually want to do this, but my dad, like, in the garage... He always had, you know, those big-ass gallon water container things, water dispenser. You know, it's like 5 gallons. More than that, isn't it? It's a whole bunch of... You know what I'm talking about?
The kind you mean like a huge, huge bucket? Not really a bucket.
No, it's not a bucket. It's like the... Yeah, you know that people end up using to keep their change in? Rednecks do that, and they take it to the bank to get counted. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he used to keep like 5 or 6 of those. on hand, then he'd just rotate them out. So we always had the water, so that was never a problem. And, yeah, just buy enough. I got the stuff now. Just, you get a few cans of meated stuff, and you get a jar of peanut butter and a loaf of bread, and you're good. Other than that, you're good. A box of cereal. That's all you need for a hurricane, man. If you don't have kids, it's mad simple. You need to get all wound up
about it. What about if you do have kids? Then what do you have to deal with?
You got to deal with a bunch of kids. You got to entertain the fuckers, you know? You got to entertain the little assholes. Because there's no Nintendo anymore. So what are you going to do now? Now what are you going to do? Rip your balls off. That's what you're going to do. I don't know. I don't want to have kids during a hurricane. I just run. I go away. I go in the hotel. Mm-hmm. You're your wife.
Yeah.
Take care of them.
Give the kids to the women.
Or you have dialed is not valid. Please check the number and dial again.
Who sent me that message. Number? Skype. Did you Skype it? Maybe I copied it wrong? No, you sent the link. Here we go. I forgot a digit. Here we go.
Hey, yell at yourself.
Yep. I deserve that.
I'm going to take your highlighter top away.
I really can't find it. It fell to the ground. It disappeared forever.
Now, he might be using it to, like, float around the city.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the guy that's got the blow-up chairs for sale?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, can I go ahead and pick that up? I'm going to need those here. We're right on the coast, and I think we're going to need a few inflatable things for the storm.
Before the storm already hit.
Yeah, but, I mean, the water's starting to come up, so I thought maybe I'd give you a few bucks and you let me have that.
Well, you can come and get them. You want to swim over.
Well, I can't. I mean, we got a canoe, but we like the chair because what we want to do is we want to put some blow-up furniture inside the house so we can stay here. But it's going to be real chill. You know, we're going to be floating around.
You got the canoe in the house?
We got two inflatable beds from camping, and we're going to sleep on that. And then, we got an inflatable couch that we got. And then with the inflatable chair, it would be good. My wife can sit her fat ass on the couch.
And I'll blame you.
Yeah, and I'll take the chair, you know? And then all we need after that, all we need is like an inflatable TV.
Oh, boy. Where are you from, man? What part of town?
Oh, where am I? Let me see here. You ever heard of Adventures in Computers?
What is that?
It's my business. Also, Get in Space.
No, what town are you in?
It's in Long Island. See, I'm from Florida originally. That's why I didn't know how to, you know, prepare for this whole thing.
From Florida? You should know better.
I didn't. I got here over here to get away from it, you know, and then, you know, now I'm screwed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I didn't prepare at all. I didn't watch the local news. I still watch the news in Florida on the internet and everything. I'm on East Penn Street, 234 East Penn Street.
I have no clue where that is. What town is that?
That's Long Beach. Get in space.
Oh, Long Beach. Forget it. Long Beach is flooded.
No, but that's, you said you're in Long Beach, so.
I'm not in Long Beach.
Long Beach, it says on the computer here. Yeah, sure it does.
No, I'm not in Long Beach. I'm in Baldwin. I don't care what the computer says. I'm in Baldwin.
Oh, they said Long Beach. Oh, well, come on, man. Can you maybe bring that over?
Yeah, I'm going to float right over right now.
Well, yeah, put one of your kids. Do you have any kids there? Maybe they want a quarter?
Not at all.
Well, I'll give you a few bucks. I got some bait here. I got some computers that I've been working on. You will come down here. You know, you can hang out inside the floating house. We'll have a good old time.
I don't think I can make it. There's so much water over there. Anyway.
All right, big guy. Well, hey.
Now you take care.
Hey, you too, man. Bye-bye. See you. Bye, man. What a nice guy. Cheers, that was a nice guy.
Yeah, Carlito, if you ask for Long Island, say you're from Montauk. That's like at the very, very tip.
Montauk? I don't know where the fuck anything is over there.
I don't think it matters.
Is Long
There's
Beach?
Like two places in Long Island. Montauk, all the way on the ocean, and then Jamaica.
Is Long Beach and Long Island the same thing?
No. Mm. Long Beach is where Jesse James is.
I'll just give you a couple of more. You call whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
What about Coney Island?
That's way
south. Is that
south.
In Brooklyn?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know. That's over there by a trade center or something. I don't know.
All I know
one for the inflatable slide and say you need it for your airplane.
This hurricane ruined my Google event today.
You had a Google event?
Yeah, the big announcements for the new Nexus products.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that was today.
They canceled it.
Oh, I didn't know that was today. Oh, sure.
Yeah, it was BS.
They're releasing those Nexus phones a little way too fast, man.
I know, you can't stay on top of it, man. I gotta upgrade every 4 months.
Yeah, that's what happened with HTC. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
Should close down more 7-Elevens. At least you know the lantern.
Get them to pull the circuit breakers.
Hi, this is Peter. Please leave a message at the phone and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks and have a great day.
I was trying to get a hold of Dr. Lego. See if we can get an update. Zombies is flooded. That's not good. I mean, his computer machines are flooded, too. Okay, let me make sure that I let Nunu know. I don't know. Is he in his chat room?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's going to be mad in a second when he finds out. So piss. I don't know.
Tell him we've called us of UK numbers.
Yeah. You know, I don't think Lonesome's going to make it. He's in a flood zone. I don't think he's going to make it at all. Literally, I don't think he's going to make it. I'm left here to my own whims, trying to find numbers here to call. Who do we just call? Some guy in Long Beach? All right, let's find some more Craigslist. And Jersey. Jersey, let's see here. How do you do that? I can do that. I can hack that. And play a song.
You want to try calling Randy Dandy? Do we even have that number anymore?
That's the number that I never pranked. I pass it on to Brad. One of my first weeks on Cacti, and the guy was pretty funny. I remember that.
You should try to sell people on the East Coast supplies for the hurricane.
Yeah. Chinese batteries.
See if they need water and batteries.
What other canoes?
You want any milk? I'm gonna call it off of the perishable stuff.
Exactly.
People sell food on here. Is there an echo, or is that just me?
I'm going to offer people ice cream. There.
Can you?
Get some ice cream for your supplies. In case the power goes out. Oh, thanks.
Like, here's someone bartering for fresh or canned food, but there's no number. Like, what the hell?
Now, here's my question. When I look up North Jersey in Craigslist, am I left to believe that's North Jersey as in North New Jersey, or is that a town in England? Because it sounds like a British town. No, that'd be North Jersey then, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably New Jersey.
All right. Oh, yeah, here's South Jersey. I get it. For sale. What's something weird here? Boats. Boats for sale.
I found some food. Someone's selling. Here, someone's selling food.
Alright, send me that. I'm gonna call this boat for sale.
I bet they're trying to rip people off, too. Oh, there's an eye in it. One second. That's not a one.
That crane hasn't fallen yet, man. Come on, crane, fall.
I know. Man. You crane. Let's go cut the chains on it.
Fucking crane.
Let's see what disgusting food they're selling. They've got olives, sliced potatoes.
If I was Spider-Man, I'd jump up to it and kick it and make it fall.
Looks like a duck.
Looks like a dick.
He's hanging there, flopping. Frozen dick.
Flopping, flopping, flopping. It's flopping.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave.
All right, so what did you send? What did you find there?
A canoe.
Did Da-da-da-da-da-da. That was Tombstone's song, wasn't it? Da, 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 da. Brad used to play a song every time Tombstone called in. Hello.
Da, 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 da. What's that from? The Untouchables or something?
The Odd Couple?
The Odd Couple,
God, God damn it.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is the guy that has the canoe?
Yes,
I need the canoe, please. There's a little bit of flooding, and I'd like to know if I could get that canoe from you tonight, please.
No, sorry.
How much for you to come, or for me to come pick it up tonight?
No, and I'm not available tonight.
Why not? Hello? Look, I'll... Come on, I'll give him anything. I'll tell him, I'll suck your dick, man.
I'll give you best blowjob ever, man. We should order, like, roofing during the hurricane or something.
Hello? You've reached 845-558. 5-2
Let's see how desperate, like, they're. Let's order roofing during the hurricane.
Maybe some Mexican again. No, no, no roofing. No. Oh, what kind of roofing? No. Those other numbers, are they canoes also?
No, the next number, the 197, is like someone selling shitty food, like canned food and spaghetti.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'll try again just for safety. It's my new line.
I'm hungry.
I heard that canned food talk. I heard it.
I need olives.
Okay.
Cancer.
I need olives.
And have a dirty martini.
Ugh, I don't like them that way. Too salty.
Yeah, that's true.
And someone's recording that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Well, shit.
Shitball.
1996 Bombardier boat. Bombardier boat.
Sweet. Dollar store items.
Dollar store. Someone selling dollar store items, or are you just looking them up?
No, someone selling shitty dollar store item.
Nice. For a dollar?
They're probably selling them.
$5!
Oh my.
The price gouging is out of control.
I'll send you the list so you can see what shitty items are here.
This cheap pack of 3 clothes hangers cost $1 yesterday. Now it's going on the street for $5.
You buy $5.
I know nobody's available at the present time. Leave your name, your number, and a brief message.
He sounds gay. Just saying. It's okay.
Fuck you. You sell us.
I know nobody's available.
I don't care
the
about
time.
Your.
Leave your name, your number, and a brief message. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Dollar store merchandise. Got lighters, blades, 12 blades, hell yeah. Hooks for slat walls. God, what the fuck? 12 nail filers, cuticle trimmers, lipsticks, dental floss. I think this is a store that closed.
Can you imagine having to store all that?
I gotta call this. You want? I got a feeling it's an Asian. I'm just saying. Just a hunch. Put a bet on that. Oh, come on, mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, the battery has got water in it. In New York, the battery. You know, she's just about to waste high water.
Hi, it's this is Daniela. I'm not available to answer your call at this time. But
you're cool. Right.
She's not here right now. As a girl, I wouldn't want to be in waist-deep water in the middle of New York City. So I wouldn't want that touching that. Am I right? You know? Ew. Why is she doing that? Stop. Stop! Good. Move the camera away from her. That's gross.
What? Holy shit, this is scary.
Did I call the boat already? What's this? Ew.
Call the boat guy and play the I'm on a boat song by Lonely Island. With T-Pain in it?
Yeah. SNL. Dolls, the real old, the research I've done tells me it might be a prototype, not sure. Hubacher Bruder doll? I don't have no idea what that is.
I don't know. Who cares? Don't call it. Call this one.
Looks not Nazi.
Skip that one. This one's better.
Alright, weirdo. Hang on.
Which one? The last one?
Yeah.
Whoa! That scared me.
That's funny.
That scared me. Alright, cool. We'll call
it. Call it and ask if it comes with traps.
What's the name of that character? I just know him as Saw Man.
Jigsaw.
Is it Jigsaw? I don't know.
Yeah, Jigsaw's the guy's name.
It's in the title, dummy.
It's Saw. The title is Saw. I've only seen the first one. So
sorry.
They never gave him a name.
I'm in a meat mood.
That's alright. I just knew him as Saw guy.
Yeah, ask the guy if it comes with traps.
Mm-hmm. No. Don't do that.
Shit is in my head. Oh, God. She's in waist-deep water again. That's so gross.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do you have the Jigsaw puppet?
Yeah, I still do.
All right. Does it float?
I'm sorry?
Does it float?
No, it doesn't talk. It's just a regular doll, the 42-inch doll. It's like the replica of the Jigsaw itself.
Okay, yeah. I just, and you guys said for $2,500. How much if I just want to just look at it and use it for maybe like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine. That's no problem.
I want to come over and kiss and hug it and lay it on the bed and get on top of it.
No, I hear you. Hey, if you want to come pick it up, come look at it. Take a look.
Will you let me, you know...
I'm an entrepreneur in Times Square. I work at Times Square, so...
Yeah, will you let me, like, jerk off in front of it?
Jerk off in front of it?
Yeah. Well,
you can do whatever you want with it. Once you give me the money, I don't care what the fuck you're doing.
I'll give you, like, $200 if you let me jerk off in front of Jigsaw.
What?
I'll give you $200 if you let me jerk off in front of Jigsaw. But can you or someone else, like, make the voice talking? Like he's talking to me? Like, saying, no, don't, please. I'm uncomfortable.
No, man, I don't know, man. I don't care what you do, man. I'm not freaky like that. I just want my money. I don't care what the fuck you do with the fucking
money. Come on, please. Just... $250 and you leave me, so you're going to close the door, I can do whatever I want to the doll, to the puppet for 20 minutes, I give you $200, and then I leave.
Listen, just give me the money, and then thank you, you can do whatever the fuck you want with it. I don't care if you jerk off or whatever the fuck you do.
Do you have any other... do you have any other dolls or pictures?
No, man. Listen, if you got pranks, man, go call somebody else, man. I'm on the fucking move. Either you go to do business or talk with a normal human being.
Don't be an asshole, you stupid guinea wop bastard. Do you have any wedding pictures you can put around that I can jerk off to? Stupid.
What?
I said, do you have any of your wedding pictures you can set up so I can jerk off to them too? Stupid. Asshole.
Listen, man, well, you calling me for your fucking pranker or what? I don't understand you.
No,
I... You're willing to do business, so what are you fucking talking about jerking off on my dollar? Are you fucking retarded? Are you fucking mental?
I really like that.
Are you fucking stupid, you dumb motherfucking faggot?
I like the fucking movie.
Fuck you, you fucking dumb fuck.
Can I eat one of your wedding pictures so I can put you inside of me? Wow.
He loves you.
Good. Yeah, it was going to go nowhere, so I like...
Yeah, the end was nice.
It was almost going nowhere, and I got him. With something.
Fuck you.
I was saying stupid to people. They do get upset. Damn it. Damn it. Well, that was fun. Good one, guys. Thanks.
Well, we didn't do...
You got me the number. All right.
Oh, okay.
24-inch rims for sale. What's this you sent?
I don't know. Send a bunch. What am I doing?
It says 24-inch rims. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm.
Hey.
La, 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 la.
Hi.
What's up, big boy?
Nothing. What do you want?
Hello, Mr. T.
Want to be here. Here. The crew. Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
All right. How are things over there? You got power yet, Tabachi? Did you get it back?
It's on again, but I'm pretty sure it'll be off soon. I can see, like, you know, those arcs lighting up the sky.
Oh, man.
Someone killed a Nazi.
Oh, man. Winterized and shrink wrap. I wonder what that means. Yeah. Winterized and shrink wrap. Let's see. Materials for sale. Composite decking boards. Chain link fence.
I don't know what else.
I don't know either. Maybe I'm done. Solar. Nah. Solar panels. All right.
Look up ridiculous stuff that's not be useful at all right now.
Hey, this sounds funny. Two bundles of unfinished Brazilian cherry. I get it. Two bundles of unfinished Brazilian cherry. Nice.
Found punch.
Well, this is one of those stupid email me only kind of things, dude. Oh, no, here's a number. New Jersey is one of the best places in the world to use solar energy. You can either buy the panels or simply promise to use the energy they produce. Okay, whatever. Hippie search asshole. We'll do what I want.
Search hurricane, because people are selling.
We'll do what I want. What? For weed.
Thank you for calling Green Apple Energy. Oh. Please hold while I try to connect you. Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Green Apple Energy.
I was going to make a solar bong with them.
Look at this place.
Solar bong.
You go stay with a moose.
Hurricane Sandy relief sleep 8 indoor pool $89 North Conway. Cool. Sleep with a moose, huh?
There's a picture. I don't know. And hot air balloons.
Being a timeshare resort in New Hampshire, stay here as an owner. Just pay the maintenance fee. $625 a week. Yeah, dude, man, I might do this. $625 a week, $89 a night in New Hampshire.
After you make fun of them.
$29 per night. I might do that. Go away for a week. Stay up there. That's pretty nice. That's not bad for a timeshare. Yeah, I'm going to check this place out. Put that on Gort. I'm going to prank call him first. Do 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 do.
Gort. It always makes me think of the robot.
That's where I got it from.
Gort.
Yep.
Well, fine.
Tabachi, I kept thinking today of...
Welcome to Cathedral Ledge Condominium Resort. For building A, press 1. For building B, press 2. For building C, press...
Shut up.
For unit A1, press 1.
Can you talk to any of them?
Please wait a moment.
Bonus.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
Exploitable.
It's like the gay hotel.
To leave a message, press 1. To enter another extension, press star.
Okay.
For unit A1, press 1.
Oh, this is so easy.
For unit A2, press 2.
They make this way easy. You know that? You can get an answer, hit star, and do the next one. Oh.
Nice.
Nice.
So if you go stay there, we'll find you.
Uh-huh. Now, where's this... Where's this at?
New Hampshire.
I don't think there would be many there.
Hampshire.
What, they're... It's running
away. To leave a message, press 1.
Yeah.
For unit A...
Please wait a moment.
That was the last one. Well, they... Right. They didn't tell
Nobody goes to the hotel. They, like, stay at home.
Well, those are timeshares, sir.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Trying to find the moose.
To leave a message.
Well, that's a bad on those guys because they put the main number and didn't say what unit they're in. Stupid.
You can leave creeping messages on all of them someday.
I'm watching you from A2. I drilled a hole in the wall. And I can see you.
Hello?
Hello. How are you, Jose Bravo?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Finally, I got my Scott Morphine.
Hi. Alright, so what's the Parker guest house? Are they the same thing? They're looking to rent out to evacuees? Or you just found it?
It's actually all the way over in California, but there's usually people in the rooms. And if the guy doesn't answer, you can dial through all of them.
You've called this place before?
Oh, hundreds of times.
What is that, a hostel? No, I'm just curious. Is it, though?
No, it's just a... It's just like a gay-friendly hotel.
All right, you don't have to be rude, geez.
Parker Guest House, San Francisco, this is Matt.
Yes, hi, I'm looking to come down and take refuge from the elements outside.
Excuse me?
I'm looking to come down and take refuge from the elements outside.
Do you have a reservation?
No, not really. Do you have a lobby there?
No.
What kind of space do you have where people can just come?
This is it's a bed and breakfast. You can't just come in. You have to have a reservation.
Well, like, for breakfast time, can I maybe go out to one of the rooms with someone just to use the shower and use the bathroom?
No.
Just for a little bit?
Are you joking?
Well, I'll pay, but I can't pay for the whole night. But maybe I'll give you a few dollars and you let me use the toilet.
We don't do that.
Just let me use the I'll wash my face in a toilet and everything. I won't even use the sink. I promise. No. Please?
No.
I just need to go. I need to get out of the elements for a few minutes. I'll give you $10 and let me use the toilet.
I don't make the rules. I can't.
Can let me use the toilet. Where do you go to the toilet? Where do you go to the toilet there? Let me use the toilet.
No.
I order you to let me use the toilet. No.
Never.
No. Conflicting reports over New York Stock Exchange is flooded. Breaking news.
Parker Guest House, this is Matt.
Please let me use your toilet just for like a few minutes.
No.
What's your? You have a toilet for you, for a worker, right? Don't you?
No.
Then when do you go to the bathroom?
Look, come on. This just isn't the way it works.
I just need to use the toilet for 5 minutes and then I'll come out.
I said no.
Please, just when no. I'll give you money. I'll suck your dick, man. I'll suck your dick.
No. No.
I'll suck your dick. No.
They're usually pretty cooperative like that.
Oh, dude.
Ask me where I've room 12.
No, no, no.
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 It just doesn't work like that.
you can't just suck my dick like that. It doesn't work like that.
What if you pee on him?
That's a good question. Let's find out.
You can't just suck my dick like that. Hey, Jose.
Jose, turn that's
turn it off.
Bye, Jose. stupid Jose. Jose, if you're listening to the radio, then why are you going to call in, stupid?
fucking ass.
I don't get it.
Thank you for calling NY More Hostel. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. until midnight, Monday through Sunday. We are either on another line or currently unavailable.
Hi.
Hey, you know how the phone losers do those breaker calls?
Yeah, I do.
Blairs and I did it with a McDonald's, and we had this woman going through all the breakers, yelling them out like the legend call. And it ended with the manager going, "What are you doing?" And he was yelling at her.
Did you record that? I want to hear just the manager. What are you doing?
I would have to search for it. But it was pretty amusing.
I'm drinking my survival water. Ah, it's so good.
In fact, I think we should call them back. I'll get that number. Wonder if they're open.
Yeah, that was that's pretty funny. The manager's like,
This person was stupid. Like, she was like, able to, I just said there's going to be like a number one, a number two. Oh, yeah, there is.
No.
Jose, listen, if you're going to be on, turn off the radio in the back. All right, damn it.
I already did.
Listen, you know better than that, all right? When you call in, you listen on here on Skype only. You don't need to listen on the computer, too. Come on. Figure it out. Organize yourself, Jose.
He thinks he's an important person.
Sorry, I'm a Mexican.
Ubícate. Thank you.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Ubicate yourself. We got a in-swing patio door. Anderson, series. We probably put my wife's big fat ass on that and push it down the river. Let me see if I can find the phone number. No phone number. Damn it, that would have been good.
I hate that when there's no phone number.
Here's a fence.
If it's reinforced.
Just search for the same thing, and sometimes you'll find a phone number.
Here's a fence. I would have put a fence up to keep the water out. Let's see if I can find a number for this one. Yep, here we go. Makes sense. Chain link fence to keep the flooding out. That's my plan.
Let all the leaves build up with the trash.
I need you to build it right now.
My name is Stephen Pulowski. I want to put a chain link fence to keep the water. Give me a Polish name. Grabowski.
Sausage.
Dennis.
Grabowski.
That's awful. I'm a bad person. I should die.
JFK International Airport is now closed due to flooding. Breaking news. Wow.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You know what we're gonna have to do? We're gonna have to get that beer, the chair, the Coors Light chair, and we're gonna have to fill it with helium. Then you can go wherever you want.
Go flying in the hurricane. So the cop's going to the airport. It's going to play, hey, Jack, I'm sorry, man. Here, take a seat. And let him go. Oh, but Jack's too big. He wouldn't fly away. So never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well,
but he could attach his, he could catch his pants and attach him to the chair and then it would work.
Poor Jack. I'm pulling for Jack. I hope he gets at least a pair of pants out there. Let me in. We got a great pricing for laminate floors in New York.
Now's the day to get laminated.
What else we got? Granite bathroom countertops. No. Grass carpet remnants. Carpet.
Call someone that's doing roof. Making a roof. Because we need a roof done during a storm. It's a good idea.
Or landscaping, like if you find those people who have a personal side business.
Yeah.
Landscaping, like right now.
Yeah, I can find something like
that. Motorcycle.
Yeah, Polaris and I were doing calls like that all yesterday.
Dog walkers.
I shouldn't just ask you to do it. I should be looking it up.
Yes, dear.
love it. Like, I'll suck your dick. It doesn't work that way.
How about this guy? How about just a handyman? He can assemble swing sets, trampolines. He'll do whatever the hell. He'll do whatever the hell you want him to do.
Cool.
Ask if he'll put your sex swing together.
Where's he at?
Long Island.
Nice. I'm gonna tell him to come out and put some boards up.
Yeah, he'll do whatever you want.
You reach Anthony. I cannot get the phone right now. You use your name, telephone number, and brief message.
And all right, fuck you, Anthony.
Oh my god. Well,
that was a local McDonald's you called Tabacha? Are you crazy? Are you insane?
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely insane.
Which one was it? Was it the one by my house?
No, hardly.
Oh, okay.
It was over in York.
All right,
they deserve it. It's a shit place.
Another long.
Okay, there's Ned here. Hey, guys, there's an ad here in New York for a midget bowling, tossing, wrestling, boxing.
What?
Post that. That sounds good.
Oh my god.
Mr. Honeydew Handyman. Yay.
Do you want to know his.
Get the do.
Snort.
Oh boy.
You guys want the number to it?
Yeah, put it in the
of course.
In the Skype chat. You see it there? You can type stuff. Yeah.
Tom Wernette and Mr. Honeydew Handyman Service. At this time, I'm unavailable to get your...
At this time, I'm dying.
I'm unavailable.
He's getting the do.
He's doing the do. That's all. I actually like to ride the bull. A little more caffeine for me, if you don't mind. It's what I prefer. L.A. Woman. That's a song.
L.A. Woman. I can. It's all right.
It's going to be awesome if the power never goes out. It's going to be so awesome.
Oh, well, this guy's licensed. That's no fun. I like fun. Oh, way to format your number.
Yeah, Jose Bravo.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks. What was it again, Jose? I forgot already. Midget bowling?
Yeah, tossing and wrestling and boxing.
Do they actually throw them? Like a ball?
I do not know. It says throwing or tossing.
Tossing. You can tell when I start to get tired. It's hilarious.
Where'd Zyklon go?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the guy with the midget?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was curious. These midgets, are they boys and girls or just boys?
Well, first of all, they're men. But yeah, I have both male and females.
Okay. Do they like to party?
First of all, what city and state is this for?
I'm in New York, New York. And we're willing to
pay. Oh, you're in New York City?
I'm gonna pay money for you to come out. You know, we want a few of those boys and girls to come out and lay down some couches around and I'll take some pictures.
All right, what is it that you're trying to do?
I want to take pictures of them.
Okay, the guys and girls?
Yeah, together with, you know, in various poses and levels of dress and undress. It's very tasteful, though. It's going to be very... I'm going to put it in a coffee book that I'm making. It's called Freaks of Nature. Like that, you know?
Yeah. All right. How many hours are you looking at?
Well, how many boys you have, how many girls you have?
Oh, just so you know, there's only two little females strippers in the entire East Coast, and when it comes to the guys, I can probably get you four of them.
How many inputs are they?
How many what?
Are they two input girls, or what are they exactly?
Well, it's when you say two input girls, I guess I understand the question.
Well, you know, some girls are only two inputs, some are three, some only have, like, one input, you know? Like, how much do they party?
Well, defined party, dude, because, you know, they're just, you know, I mean, they're strippers by trade.
Yeah, but, so, you know, when outside if you're of stripping...
About if you're talking about narcotics and sex and stuff like that, we don't do that.
Well, no. Aside from stripping, when the stripping's done, then, you know, two adults, you know, can talk and you know, maybe have some ice cream and go out and talk about music and dancing and stuff. And then, you know, a girl has one input or two inputs, you know. How many inputs are they there? Can I talk to them? Do you have them in the cage?
Yeah, this is not a serious conversation, I guess.
No, it is. Come on, listen, asshole. This is a serious conversation, okay? This is a very serious situation, and I'm making serious questions. And I appreciate it if you take me seriously. No. It didn't work that time.
At least it was tasteful.
No, it wasn't. That was stupid.
Listen, I got no time for this, man. Go play with your mom's titties.
That was really stupid of you to hang up on me because you don't even know who I am.
Well, you're going to kick my ass?
Yeah, I'm Jay Leno.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm Jay Leno.
Yeah, so anyway, dude, I can't help you anyway.
Hey, man. So are you good? You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I'm good, man.
Yeah, you're good? Night. Yeah, you got any? You want any?
What?
You want anything? No. Okay. Generator. Delivering install in North Jersey. All right. Don't be in the dark, it says.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, hi. Is this the guy with the generator?
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, I want you to come install that. I want to watch my stories on the computer.
Okay.
And this will make my phone work and my internet work and everything and turn the water back on?
Yeah.
All right. And how many gasolines does it take?
It's 7 gallons.
How many spaces is that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How many spaces?
Spaces?
Yeah, for this computer spaces. How many does it take to turn on the computer spaces?
Oh, I mean, how much does it take?
Yeah, how many spaces can that thing hold?
Oh, well, it doesn't hold it. We hook it up to your panel, so you could we can turn breakers on your panel.
Yeah, but then it's running some spaces in there. Space power?
It's running off of gasoline.
Yeah, but it combusts the gasoline, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's what do you mean, like the CCs of the engine?
Yeah, it's measured. It's a
30 amp receptacle. It's 14. What is it? 14.4.
Yeah.
I think it's 14.4 CCs.
Okay, and I wanted to connect that to a log splitter.
A log splitter?
Yeah.
All right.
And a chainsaw.
You can't do everything with it.
Well, I want to hook up a chainsaw, a lawnmower, and a log splitter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, buddy.
Hmm?
So where you at, buddy?
I'm in Long Island, and I'm willing to pay you plenty of money. I'm Dr. Lego is my name, what they call me. And I own Get in Space Internet Productions.
All right, so why don't you meet up with me, you fucking smart-ass little bitch?
Hey, listen, I'm a Jewish lawyer, okay? Don't be a stupid I'll punch you in the cock. I'll punch you in the face, and I'll grab your penis, and I'll pull it hard, and I'll shave all the hairs around it, and I'll put it in your mouth.
In the dark right here.
Oh, you're fat.
This is a guy who don't have a generator right now. He's one of those fucking guys that are all mad on Craigslist.
Please, will you help me out?
Yeah, I can help you.
Will you bring the generator for me? Just for like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes?
I'll put the generator for you.
For like 5 minutes, just so I can have some air conditioning for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I hear you. Air conditioning?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, and then bring your girl over and I'll have my way with her in my bed, my air-conditioned bed.
Oh, cool, yeah, I'm into that.
And you can watch?
Yeah, I'll watch a little bit.
You can watch? That's nice. Yeah, and then I want you to come in, we'll role-play, and you're like, hey, I'm with the power company.
Yeah, you're bored as shit, huh, man?
Say that like that. Say, hey, I'm with the power company. Say it.
Yeah,
Hey, I'm with the power company.
Oh, that's so hot. And she'd be like, ooh, yeah. And then she'd like, my husband and I, right, she'll, man, point, hey, at me. She'll point, right, at me. She'll point at me.
Like, this shape, right?
My husband and I always wanted to be with the power man. And then we ask your name and you say it's Max Power. Anyway.
You've thought about this before.
I like that call.
My name is Max Power.
Can I plug my wire in your socket?
Nice. I got more generators for that. Craigslist is full of people trying to get generators sold for $1,500 here. Generator. Look at that. Wow.
Man.
Small 800, 900 watt generator, $400. That's a decent price. That's a decent price. That's in Clifton. Where's that? Clifton. I have no idea. Clifton, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's New Jersey.
I've never heard of it.
Nope. It's right near Lake Jersey City.
Right on.
Right on, man. Kill. Generator for sale in Vernon. I know where Vernon is. That one I can do. What's another idea for a generator? What else can I do with the generator?
High-powered dildo?
Try to build a Frankenstein monster?
Yeah. Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Is it safe to run a
call? Oh, it's me.
God.
Tis the season. Pay for a song, yo.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You have a generator for sale?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Oh, that's good. Listen, I've got a massage place, an Asian massage place that I run.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be having some specials tomorrow, and we didn't want to close when the power's going to be out. So we want you to put the generator. Can you install also, or you just deliver it?
It's actually my uncle who's running the generators. Would you like me to get him for you?
Yeah, well, here, we want him to put it inside one of the rooms because we have to stay, you know, no one, you know, we have to stay low profile because of what the women do here.
All right, well, he's right next to me. I'll put him on the phone with you.
All
right,
and yeah, thanks.
Hi,
yeah, I'm with Oasis Asian Massage. I run the IT here. And we, you have the generator that you're selling?
Yes.
Do you also install, if we give you some more money, will you set it up?
There really isn't much installation to deal. I mean, pretty much, I mean, they're new in the box. The wheels have to get put on them. They need to be filled with gas, and they need to be filled with oil out of the box. And then you pretty much just run an extension cord to it. You plug an extension cord in.
Yeah.
Run some extension cords wherever you need them, and that's that.
Well, let's see. Well, it's going for kind of like we stay off the radar at this business. We're a massage therapy place and a pain clinic. So we don't like to draw a lot of attention, but we have regular clients here. So we can't actually leave the generator outside. Because they said per ordinance, you can't run the generator after 7 p.m.
Yeah, well, I think in a state of emergency, I don't think they'll really bother you too much with that.
Well, they told me that already because I had one generator and it started going bad. And the police came and they said that. And the guy, he sees
me. What town are you in?
I'm in Vernon. And then it is, right? Isn't it bullshit?
Yeah, because I can put you on the phone right now with the cop. They can't tell you in a state of emergency you can't run a generator.
I know. That's what I told the guy. I said, hey, listen, man, that's not fair. That's not right. And he threatened me, and he said he was going to close the business and arrest all the girls because they knew what they did there to the clients that came in and everything he said.
Yeah, they can't tell you can't have a generator running.
Yeah, he said, I know that the girls are jacking people off and sucking cock here. No. Oh, be down here, and we'll do it when the storm's here. No one, you know, and he's like, yeah, no one ever find a trace of any of you. He said to me like that. He said that no one would ever find a trace of us.
Yeah. Whereabouts is your building?
Well, here's what I want to make sure that we can do this. I wanted to put it, install it inside so that it doesn't, you know, that they don't know it's running. I wanted to put it inside one of the...
Yeah, you can't put it inside and inside the building. You'll all be dead.
No, because what we got a fan that we're gonna we got this ceiling fan there, and then so it gets air, so the air circulates around it and inside of it, and then that way there's you know the carbon dioxide in, and we'll open a few windows and things. We'll open the window where the generator is at, so the exhaust comes out.
I mean, you can put it where you want, but I wouldn't recommend putting it inside.
All right, well, maybe you can just bring it down and size it up and see what we need to put it in. So I'm going to put it on one of the massage tables. And we'll just leave that door closed in that room.
So you're by this medical arts building?
Yeah, over here. We got massage therapy. And then it's just a bunch of Asian women, to be honest with you. You know, if you want, I don't know if you're married or anything, but, you know, they'll do anything. They'll, you know, they'll be really appreciative. They'll, you know, I mean, you can just imagine. Are you married or anything? Do you have a wife or girlfriend or anything?
Yeah, I'm married.
I just, you know, if you don't bring your ring, you know, just leave your ring in the car or something, and I wouldn't tell her. And we'll have a party, you know? We'll have a big party.
All right. You know, I'm looking to get 800 cash for this generator.
All right, and we're going to put it inside with a fan going on it and the other fan on the side, and we'll leave the window open.
All right, I'll calm down. I'll head over that way in a little bit. I'll call you when I get there, and you could look at it if you want it. You could pay me $800 or give me a deposit, and then I'll bring it back, and I'll fuel it up and put oil in it, make sure you're good to go, and you could stick it wherever you want and run some cords to it.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, big guy. You take it easy there. We'll see you soon.
Dude,
yeah.
You got it.
See ya. Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right.
Yellow elf cloud. That's so funny.
How's that horse Sandy treating you, Carlos?
It's just a little windy.
Yeah, the center eye is moving over us soon.
Over us, literally? Yeah.
Yeah, like I can see the clouds are really thin. Like, it's on the horizon, but I think
you know what?
There's no clouds.
I haven't heard it for
the
last.
Calm me down.
I haven't heard it for the last 2 hours because I had my headphones up, but now that I look, I saw my window shaking. So I guess it isn't. I guess it is kind of bad out there. I can't see. It's just pitch black back there. Maybe if I turn the light off.
The winds have been slowing down for like the last half hour, but it'll pick up again.
I wish the center would just drop on that stupid crane.
I know, right? Circumcise that crane dong.
Stupid crane.
Stupid crane.
I don't think
stupid
people...
crane.
Hurricane aware.
Did you see that video of the deer in Jersey that got stuck in the ocean? It was the waves were hitting it. It's like, what the fuck? What a stupid deer. I've never seen the deer at the beach before. He's so stupid.
I've seen deer swimming in the before.
I've never seen that before. It was so stupid. Like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. They had to rescue it. They had a broken leg, but they saved it.
I have to remember, there's a lot of swamp area around New Jersey, even like right next to the beach.
That's
probably how it got there.
I'm just like, I've seen that.
This stupid deer. That was so funny. He was like, oh, no, oh, no.
Derp.
He was like trying to run, but in the water. It looked pretty wicked.
Must have panicked, though, if it broke its leg.
Yeah. Oh, you guys ever see the video of the little baby kangaroo in the water? Oh, you got to YouTube it. It's the coolest thing ever. Like there were these tourists in Australia, and they were at the beach, and this baby kangaroo came up to them, was like playing with them, and chased in the water, and jumped in the water, and jumped out.
Oh my god!
It looks really wicked. Yeah, hang on. Now I want to see that.
Yeah,
this is going to be hilarious for people listening.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking up for myself. Kangaroo.
Okay, everybody.
Kangaroo Beach. You guys can hear it and imagine it.
Boing.
Baby kangaroo swimming at the beach.
I have a vivid imagination.
Look, I'm describing it. And the kangaroo's jumping. And the kangaroo's jumping. And the girl runs in the water. And one of the baby kangaroos is in there. And he's all flopping around. And he's jumping out. There he goes. Bye, kangaroo.
Bye.
Kangaroos looks like they have so much fun, man. That's an animal I like to be, a kangaroo. They're bosses, man. No one fucks with you. Never hear no one fucking with kangaroos. No one ever fucks with kangaroos.
That's true.
You never heard anyone that has anything bad to say about kangaroos. They're friendly animals. Very nice with everybody. Very good
demeanor.
Like
those chlamydia-ridden koalas.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve Berwyn fucked with them.
Did you know koalas are so stupid that if their tree dies that they're on, they're so stupid that they won't go look for another one. They'll just die on the tree.
Oh my God.
It's true. If their eucalyptus tree is dying, it gets sick and die, or gets hit by lightning, they'll just stay there and die with the tree. They're so stupid. There could be five trees around them. They're like, that's how stupid a koala bear is.
So people have to go around and just like remove them and put them on another tree. And
save them? No, just let them die. That's nature.
Fuck you, koalas. Yeah. Dumbass.
Koalas are on the way out. And that's probably why we probably we're in the middle of this part of the evolution stage, but they're probably on the way out because they can't hang. They're stupid. They're underdeveloped. They're B students when it comes to animals.
Sloths are pretty cool.
Yeah, but the sloth will move a fucking tree. How stupid are you?
Okay.
Cool. I'll stop. I'm taking it serious. Did you find the video yet? You guys, I got a link for you.
Stop dissing this.
Look, I got a link for you guys. Here you go. Jose, watch this video and tell me what you think. Tell me you don't think.
All right, hello. Well, what's it called?
I'm gonna give it to the rest of the room so they can all watch.
Baby kangaroo swimming at the beach. It's just an awesome picture. This makes you think, man.
Okay, everybody, let's watch this.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
look at it go.
It's so awesome.
Oh, look at it go.
Yeah. The best part is when he's in the water.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, see ya, peace.
Oh, he's got a little collar on.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I don't know if he's a pet kangaroo or what. It's a girl kangaroo. I'm pretty sure. It's got a pink collar.
Pink used to be the boy's color until...
until communism.
Baby kangaroo swimming at the beach?
What? Baby kangaroo swimming at the beach? Yeah.
Ooh, I'd rather watch this video.
When kangaroos attack.
Doesn't this look more exciting? Someone getting their head beat off with a kangaroo.
All right, let's call this.
I got attacked by, what is it, an ostrich before? That hurt.
An ostrich?
Right in my camera, yeah.
It pecked at you?
Yeah.
What a bitch. Fucking ostrich.
They're assholes.
Yeah. I could hear someone listening to the video.
There are a lot of kangaroo tag videos. Why would they have them in petting zoos?
Right.
It just seems like they'd be dicks. It's biting and kicking someone.
Yeah. Take that,
videos
someone.
Are awesome. I recommend people watch all the kangaroo tag videos.
Wasn't there kangaroo boxing back in the day? There's always that black and white video of two kangaroos boxing each other. Look that up.
Oh boy, kangaroo versus emu.
Versus what?
An emu. It's like a little ostrich.
Oh, let me kill the ring. Hang on.
God.
All right, so we're looking up kangaroo Yahoo video, YouTube videos, and pranking random Craigslist numbers.
Good time.
Good times. You still got no power there, Tabachi? Oh, you still got power? I mean, rather.
It's on. Yeah. It.
Man.
When torches is attack.
What happens if I search kangaroo on? Whoa, there's baby thing.
Ah.
A kangaroo costume. Holy shit, I wish this had a number. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Kangaroo costume, okay.
How about a breastfeeder called a kangaroo?
A breastfeeder? Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sure.
Titties! I like titties. Do you like titties? I like titties.
Honk honk. Sure do. What's it called? The kangaroo, right? That's what we're talking about.
I think
about.
That's what it's called. I don't know. When I searched kangaroo, that's what came up. I don't know why it came up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Raggle, fraggle, raggle, fry.
Pants your cares away.
All right, I'm on Craigslist looking for numbers. Anyway.
God damn it, I want to...
There's cars floating down Wall Street.
Good.
I have to show you this kangaroo costume. I'm gonna. God. Someone find me a number in the room for a kangaroo costume, because this thing is awesome.
Well, where is this cat? That's. Trying to see. I'm watching. Oh, Atlantic City. Alright. This guy's in Atlantic City. There's water everywhere. Holy
if
shit.
I had a baby, like, if you had a baby, that would make a perfect costume. Like, keep the baby, but, yeah.
Alright, I got a someone checking in, my best friend from New York City.
Alright.
He says they're running out of, they're out of the backup power now, as with a lot of other buildings, and the winds are kicking up again more than they were earlier.
Huh. Look at that. Part of Atlantic City Boardwalk has been wiped out per the mayor of Atlantic City.
So it sounds like the second part of the storm's taking its
toll. Starting to come in. Yeah, now I'm used to, I've lived through 5 hurricanes in my life. I lived through 3 of them that hit back-to-back within 2 weeks of each other in 2005. So, and I have a feeling that, yeah, these northern states don't know this feeling really. Especially this late. It's just crazy that it was now in, like, late October.
Yeah, like, this and last week just of last October. Year, one year to date, we had a, was it a nor'easter?
Yeah, the freak snow. Yeah, that came down on Halloween. Yeah.
Is that going to hit here, Legend? Legend's like the super weather guy. It's going to roll away for here.
I haven't seen the long-range stuff. Legend, have you? They haven't really... I think I've seen it going into Maine.
I'm looking
at
it right
out.
Now.
Yeah.
It's going to do a loop-de-loop across western Pennsylvania, then it's probably going to be caught up in a jet stream. It's going to be ejected to the northeast.
The protection is to go to Maine, out New Brunswick, over Nova Scotia, out to sea.
Yeah. I look at that radar, the projection for it to do that turn around State College, and I just don't buy it. I got a feeling it's going to either turn like before that, or it's just going to sit there for a while and then move off or something. Like, I don't know how they're predicting that turn. Like, I've never seen a turn like that in... But then again, I never saw the westerly turn it took today ever, really, that due west turn it took. I can't believe that the storm
I can
would
believe
that.
It. You have to remember that the pressure difference, it's very extreme.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to hit the jet stream, isn't it?
But that's a lot of battling going on between the two systems. It's not very typical. I mean, let's find out what the pressure is right now.
I've never
seen stuff turn like that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that's what
really
I'm saying.
Weird.
And they've never run into a situation. I got a feeling it's not going to make the predicted turn. I think it's just going to sit up there right by where me and Tabachi live for like a whole...
That's actually what the projection is essentially,
it? Yeah.
Up here.
Well, they just have it slowing down.
Remember, the projection is to sit...
That sucks.
Let's see, the projection for it to sit is... 24 hours?
Yeah, it's 24 hours, yeah.
It's going to be, maybe going on 30. It'll be about 30 hours, actually.
Oh, fuck.
And the pressure is still dropping. It hasn't gone up yet, so.
Yeah.
Enough of the meteorologist talk.
No, that's fine. I'm really into meteorology,
here,
so.
I don't know.
It's a Monday show. You're just guys, like, it's a bonus show, so fuck you.
It's maybe
I'm such a bad mood. I'm swearing so much.
Yeah.
This
is just in case I don't get my power back by Thursday. We got a makeup show. I won't
Happy
be able
Halloween.
To edit it.
Happy Halloween.
I think you'll be all right. You're in a pretty good location, right off the grid.
I am right off the grid, so yeah, that might help out.
You don't have any worries. They'll have it on for you in a day or two if it does go off.
Yeah, that's like a friend of mine. Well, Andy. Andy was on the grid right by the International Airport in Orlando, and he never lost... No, he lost power, but only for, like, a few hours the first time that I lost it for 2 weeks. I was hanging out there a lot. Actually, I ended up spending the night there a few times because it was just fucking hot. Middle of July in Florida, no power. That's why I can deal with this. It's cold. I can deal with that. Like, the house right now is 81, maybe. I think I cranked the heat up all day today, and I kept all the lights on to keep it nice and warm. So if the power does go out, at least we get one comfortable night, you know? And hopefully by the time power gets restored, we haven't gotten through a night where it's this cold, where we had to bundle up. But I think my heat will still work anyway. I've got gas heat. I never had gas heat before. If you have gas heat, does that mean that your electric, you can still run your heater? when the electric is off. Am I correct? This is the first time ever in my life. Are you guys even connected anymore? Or did I lose you guys? Maybe there's a blip. Just having the whole conversation. Let me call those guys again. The Skype chat was getting kind of ganky anyway. It was getting a little muff, I was getting that warning there was a problem with the call. So it had to be reset anyway. Well, that's disconcerting news. If true. Here we go. Alright, Cobra, let me get the other guys on here.
Sorry.
No, everyone dropped. It's cool.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. You sound very disingenuous. I'm so sorry.
I'm playing Sleeping Dogs at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if you give me a minute, I'll look at my weather station. I'll give you a report.
Oh, cool. Man, I want to have a weather station, but I don't
know. Yeah, it'll take a minute. I have to completely walk elsewhere. What happened?
How much does it cost to get a weather station like that?
Man? Oh, it was a stupid, like, Chinese thing I found at the store. It was like $30.
Oh,
and you put it outside, and it measures. It will measure wind, but it gets you the air pressure and all that stuff.
I was about to try to see if you had power, but you do have power.
I do.
Battery backup, so I'm ready to, like,
Oh.
Yeah, do you have power?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what just happened. Hey, give me a second.
Okay.
You guys there? Hello?
Yeah, I just went on hold for a second.
Sorry, that was my fault. Anyway, you said you have battery power, so you're ready for the...
Yeah, I have a UPS that has a ton of capacity and also has a special jack in the back that you can plug other power sources into. So you can run off a car or whatever you need to.
Ah, okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'll go find out what the conditions are.
I'm going to add Mr. Legend back in. Do you mind pressing the button, please?
Not at all. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I thought we had a fiver. I wasn't sure. Come back, Legend. Legend!
Hey!
You're back.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about you.
Don't you forget about Legend.
Don't you
forget about me.
Awesome. Oh, and you walk on. Dancing. Who's going to wear the
baby.
Or whatever. The rat pack. What are they called? The brat pack.
Rat pack.
Molly Ringwald is still hot.
She's always been hot, man. Even from the days of Different Strokes.
No, she's still hot.
I knew she was going to be a star.
Redheads.
My weakness.
I'm looking for Ashbury. Is it called Ashbury Park, New Jersey? Is that correct?
I'll go back into New Jersey.
I'm just pulling up towns that I know are being affected per the news that aren't right on the coast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was trying to find businesses I can fuck with in the area.
I do that a lot during tornado season, right? I track them. I know they're heading for
Kitty,
a town.
Go to bed by yourself.
In the town they're heading to.
I was about to say, on the phone as long as possible
so I can hear the storm rip the store apart.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I'm crazy.
I gotta go. I gotta go to my cellar. No, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute. I gotta cuss.
No, wait a minute. 5 more minutes.
What's a rapidograph?
Fast graph?
Rapidograph.
Well, rapido means fast. That's why I said that.
This thing.
I don't know.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
What about Atlantic City? What's open there?
See if you can rent any rooms.
They evacuated that place.
Let's call Nucky Thompson.
Well, there's like evacuation zones and all that, but there's places that aren't.
Oh, it's for doing comics and stuff. That's cool.
Here's a place called Brick. Brick, New Jersey? All right, let's see. I'm zooming in, see what I can find here. Brick, New Jersey.
Nothing.
Justin Bieber tickets.
Hold up. This isn't as easy as it looks. Brick, New Jersey, I said, right? 7-Eleven near Brick, New Jersey. Gotta be one.
Here's another. Oh,
here we go.
Look up horses.
pulse?
How about a sump pump?
There you go. We need one of those.
I'm not with me a sump pump. They're useful for pumping.
I just had a thought of a horse running loose in a hurricane like it got loose.
A stallion running around.
Poor horse. Now that place is underwater.
That went well.
Yep, they're gone. Their switch is sunk.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know if I said this already to Bachi, but I kept thinking about how funny it was. For some reason in our chat room, I was saying that it'd be funny if your car was being pushed into a creek.
No, that was hysterical. I had a picture of like the lights blinking and the car going beep.
I said it'd be funny if Tabachi's car got blown into a creek by the storm winds, and as it was slipping down, the horn would be honking like it was begging for help. weird, I know.
It's all good.
Just the visual is funny. The visual is funny. Now that you added the lights blinking, like yeah, it hits the water, hits like the Titanic, the lights turn on and flicker a little bit, then they go off. Like it died. It lost its light force.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yep, go ahead.
What's like a really, really low pressure value? My reading is 28.3 HPA.
Oh, that's nothing. We got to get up to like 90 millibars.
No, that would probably be around 980 millibars.
I thought you meant millibars.
It's still decreasing. It has not kept steady yet.
Ignore me while I'm mumbling.
Well, I thought the storm was just at 980 something when it crossed shore.
Wow. HPA, not what is it, millimeters or mercury or whatever.
Millibars. Yeah, I guess you'd have to translate it, yeah.
That's a motorcycle, but it'd be kind of funny to pretend it's a horse, because they'd probably get pissed.
Seawater rushing into the New York Battery Tunnel. Ah, shit. There goes the subways.
Yep.
That's where the... Isn't that the north...
It's like the Universal ride.
Isn't that the southern terminus of the subways, anyway? The Battery Tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, there's pictures of water going through tunnels and stuff. Holy shit.
Where are you finding this at?
I've got the CNN app on my iPad here next to me.
Oh, okay.
And I just see when they put their crawl, I mentioned ones that look like they're pretty serious. Oh, wow, gotcha. There's a whole bunch of cars underwater they're showing. Crazy. Look at that. I wonder, there's some tunnel that they show the water just racing down. I don't know where that is. It looks like it's in New York. I guess it's the Battery Tunnel. What is the Battery Tunnel? Is it a car tunnel? It's not a car tunnel, is it? Like cars?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Funny.
Yeah, it's one on the west side, I believe.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. The videos of it just flooding down.
Like coming really fast down the... Oh, wow. Jeez.
I'm glad they shut it down anyway.
Yeah, there were a lot of cars there, though. And at least in one picture they showed, there were a lot of cars there.
Because you know stupid people would be like, oh, I'm just going to go.
No, I got to go. I got to go now.
It's like the only bridge on the west side, really, for most of the island. So.
To get out, okay.
People just have that mentality, like, got to go, got to go, got to go.
Yeah, that's what Milkman would do. He'd be stuck there in this taxi floating away. Legend would. He's a good taxi driver. He follows the orders of the governor. He's like, nope. Mm-hmm. The governor said no, and I say no.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, more money!
Won't float without pontoons.
I stand by my governor.
That'd be hilarious. Just floating by with, like, paddles.
7 to 8 feet of water along the waterfront in Hoboken, New Jersey.
That's you should crazy. Call taxi companies.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Taxis, yeah.
Let's see if we can get a taxi.
Open Google Maps and find a street right near the water.
Get me out.
Taxi New York.
We'll never find one of those.
I don't know.
You got to be white for this call. Or they won't pick you up.
You're not cracker enough. I don't know.
Where's not? Well, we gotta. Those places are gonna be closed, but there might be places like maybe up How about in Hell's Kitchen? There we go. Hell's Kitchen. I love that show. Let's give this one a call.
He's opened so many restaurants that have failed.
Yeah. Well, Hell's Kitchen is a section, I guess. The original.
I like Anthony Bourdain better.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
It's a lot of Latinos in Hell's Kitchen.
You could call in.
It used to be Irish. Didn't it used to be Irish or something?
Yeah, Puerto Ricans have taken over.
Took it over, yep. Just like the Chinese in Little Italy, man. Same thing.
Hey, Carl.
Or Koreans, whatever they are.
Those people.
Yellow.
Gang them.
Holy shit, that picture.
Wow.
That looks fake.
I'm looking at one that looks just like the Universal ride, like you said. On the TV, on the CNN machine.
It's like a disaster prepared this test. Oh, no.
You have reached 212 Pedicab. Please leave your name, your number, and your message after the beep. Thank you.
Please come get me, Julio.
I wonder if we can break into it.
he was Latino.
I wonder if you can break into it. Like, how often do you get a message machine for a taxi company?
If you want to come pick you up, I'll come pick you up. Let me know where you are.
We never pick you up. Hate you.
I mean, they really shut down operations? Crap. You should be money-making like...
Well, some of these places, you know, they got it's their cell phone or they forward a cell phone.
Yeah,
might be able to get a hold of someone still. Here's a limousine service. So this I don't know New York that well. This is on the this is Midtown East. Are there a lot of colors there? Is that a bad part?
Hey, anybody that knows New York, tell us where to call.
It's on the other side.
Dude, the whole place is like shut down. Nobody's gonna do anything. Nobody's
Let's call someone.
A lot of people are just outside.
Yeah.
Call someone just outside. Ask if they'll drive into the city.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call Buffalo.
I'm just curious. Is the market gonna open tomorrow?
The market's. There's reports of water in the market. Actually.
Holy crap.
Understood. Yeah.
Are people gonna jump off the crate?
Hello, Sammy Limo.
Yes, hi, Sammy. Hey, buddy, man, I need some help. I need to get a ride out of here as soon as possible.
From where?
Man, I'm here. I'm down in the battery tunnel.
No, señor.
What do you mean? Please, sir. Because I'll give you, man. Come on, I'll help you out, man.
I just tell you.
Huh?
Is nobody working?
Well, when will you start working again? Can you pick me up in the morning?
Wednesday, señor.
Come on, tomorrow, man. I'll suck your dick, man. Come on. I'll suck your dick.
Where you need to go?
Anywhere.
Oh,
I'll
watch him suck your dick.
Any airport that will get me out of here.
No, señor. No, no, nothing is flying.
Maybe you take me to Cincinnati.
Thank you, but looking blind, bro.
Pittsburgh. Come on, man.
Nothing is flying.
I'll suck your dick.
Really?
You're thinking about it, aren't you? Huh?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I need to see Venus Flytrap and Johnny Fever. Come
is
on,
it
man.
Because I'm a boy?
Cincinnati.
Is it because I'm a boy? There's a girl here. She'll do it.
I don't know. I question my if I'm a girl sometimes, you know, the
operation.
Thank you very much.
The people on the internet have been confused sometimes.
Everybody will be working back on Wednesdays, you know.
Okay, man. I'll give you a call and I'll suck your dick.
Thank you.
Can we come suck your dick on Wednesday?
Thank you, bud.
Like I had a lot of fun with that. That's awesome.
He was funny.
He probably made his night.
Yeah.
What's his name? Sam?
Sammy. He's out of Puerto Rican. I thought it was a Hindu.
I want to call him back on Sunday.
Hey, Carl.
Save that. Sammy. Yes.
Sammy.
You could call CNN.
Why?
I'll call him Sammy Taxi Dick.
Russ, I don't know.
Breaking news.
That's a good one.
I'll call it Breaking News. I'll sing Come On Baby Light My Fire. Come and be me, love my fire. That's what I'll say. Sir, you had a serious report. Come on, baby. Obviously, a crank caller. Is there? I've been looking on CNN for Captain Jacks to call in all day. I thought this would have been his time to shine.
Yeah.
Captain Jacks on the Stern Show. I haven't caught any. I don't know if he's had any.
You should say the bounty just ran aground here. Didn't they lose the bounty ship, the one that used to be docked in St. Pete around?
Yes, sir. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone completely.
Huh.
Great.
Yep.
Final hours in hurricane ravaged seas. Really, it's gone. Well, that sucks. It was off of North Carolina.
Yeah.
That piece
How
of
far
shit.
Away from Allentown are you?
Tabachi, how far away? I don't know. Do you know?
With traffic, it's about an hour.
Hour and a half.
Hour.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm just looking at the radar out of Fort Dix, Jersey. Above Allentown, about 2,000 feet up. The winds are still whipping around about 71 knots.
Now you're just seeing Billy Joel.
I'm experiencing those Allentown winds. I'm not near there, but I can tell they're really picking up.
You know, hang on. Let's go check.
Well, it comes in waves, but
let's go check. I'm going to get my microphone here. We're going to do a check outside.
Breaking news. Here's the weather report. With I don't know. What's your weather name?
I don't know. I don't have a weather name. Brock Strongo.
Richard Dickerson.
I don't think my phone will reach there. My microphone. It's all tangled up here. I'd have to disconnect here. You guys entertain the people for like 2 minutes with your talk.
All right.
Let's talk sports.
Yeah. You, the Bronco, non-thongers.
I don't know anything.
Losers.
My team gets the ball better than yours.
Yeah, let's talk about tight ends and balls. It's spandex. Bending over, grabbing asses. I don't know. I don't know anything about football.
It's cold here.
I'll bring in this microphone and I'll stick it out the window.
All right.
Let's pretend to call things. Hello.
Like the snowstorm or whatever. It's perfectly calm now. Yep. Perfectly calm.
That's what they call the eye of the storm there, Mr. Tabachi, and this is a period of lull. Don't be surprised by it.
Tiger.
Don't be caught by surprise. The storm's not over. They're in the eye of the storm. You notice the lull, but the winds are not going to come from the opposite side, and they do usually, at first, at least appear to want to be stronger, but they really aren't.
Trying to get Legend to sing, because usually we do karaoke when we're on the same line, but he's not. Trying to, take over your show.
I think the eye is right over Lancaster, Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, no.
That's where I am, sir.
Oh, no, the Amish.
How'd I know that?
What are the Amish
doing? They're, like, really thin. Like, I...
That's the eye. That's the eye, fucker. Fucker, that's the eye. Yeah, man. All right, let's see if I can reach the window. I don't think I can. Let us drop some. I'll just open it from here. Let's see what it does. Man, it's calm. Look at that. You're right.
Yeah, it just died all of a sudden. It was like, boom, and it's calm.
Man, I wanted some action. I'm going to leave it open. See what happens. You guys have
I did that earlier, and like the other door on the other side, the house just popped right open.
That low pressure just sucks it out. Maybe I shouldn't leave that window open.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. Maybe I light my fire. Oh, it's starting to whip up.
Are you on cam?
All right, give me a second. Let me close the window.
I'm gonna look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing your captain's hat? All I see is black.
Okay, I'm back. That's pretty weak. I went out there to see Hurricane and nothing.
Want to shut down some more 7-Eleven?
Yeah, let's do that. We gotta find a different area, though. I don't want to do Pennsylvania.
We didn't. We can do Jersey.
Yeah, do Jersey. A little further back in Jersey. That's where we're gonna find. Not on the coast.
Fast and convenient. I need a zip code. No, I can just do New Jersey.
Why does it sound like rain?
Flooding is now occurring inside of subway stations in Lower Manhattan.
Okay.
Nice.
I didn't want to highlight all that. Stop it! Don't you like that I say everything out loud?
Having trouble with your mouse machine?
Yes.
God.
Uh-huh. Poor dick.
All right, here we go. Dix.
Olson County, New Jersey.
Jersey. It's one of the neat things about calling all these places. You get to hear lots of accents.
I bet that's exciting.
It's just neat. Big gulp. Also kind of hilarious when you think about it.
I'm going to try to dial it again. Nothing there. Trying it again.
Well, I'll just move on down the line.
No, I'm moving up, but okay. Dyslexic like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe it's all flooded.
It's been you, Wilma. I got frickin' Gary Rafferty going in my head. Thank you.
I told you he'd sing more songs. It's awesome. I should start numbering these. It's like balls. I'm gonna start numbering them for you. I'm just gonna start at one.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, I'll keep breathing.
Oh, fuck them.
I think Jersey's just being a dick.
No, they're going through a lot right now.
Well, they should let us prank them.
Hotels do absolutely anything to get a room.
Busy, darn it, man.
Oh.
Yeah, let's move somewhere else.
Yeah, looks like I lost my fantasy football game. Fuck, man.
Use it to little Richie again.
I lost to friggin' Artie. What a travesty.
God
damn it, man.
Someone tell me where to pick, because I don't know.
What, the 7-Eleven?
Mm.
Yeah,
go for like,
I got one in Jacksonville, Florida.
We're not calling Florida.
Yeah. We're calling Sandy's Path. What about Newark? Newark. There you go, Newark.
Newark. 1W, right?
I'm pretty sure all these stores are
blue. It's a red man.
24 hour.
Go for like Edison or Union City.
Egg
Newark.
Egg Harbor.
Uh-huh. Egg. Newark.
Okay, Newark it is.
Yeah. and not post too many so you don't get confused. So I don't go off the screen.
Your tube's having troubles here. I'll redo it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, tubes.
Faster.
Sorry, I'm chewing.
Nope.
Which window? I can't find which window I'm in.
Alt-tab. Helps out. No, what am I?
I don't know, pancake places or something stupid. I think the pizza places are have been thoroughly prank raped.
Grocery stores or pharmacies, maybe? I don't know.
Walmart?
They never close.
Home Depot, Lowe's.
They be open?
I'd be scared of being at Home Depot with all that heavy shit that they got up piling up top.
Oh, that's
fuck
true.
That.
Call up, say, I need some plywood.
Well, I think most of them are going to be open tomorrow. I actually called one to find out if they'd be open, and they said 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep. No, people are going to. If there's damage, people will be there.
Heck yeah.
Good working people from America would be out there. Chainsaws tonight. Yeah. Chainsaws tonight, fucker.
Amen.
Let's get this taken care of. Help your brother out. Help yourself. Help your Christian brother out. The Jews don't count, because Jews, you know, they're not going to heaven. You know they say that, right, those guys?
Yeah.
Those Baptists. You know, they don't say it in public, but, you know, when they're behind...
Yeah, behind the backs.
Behind the backs, like, you know those Jews, you know, they're not going to heaven. Just so
good
you
impression.
Know. Right, you know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. They're cool with them and all that, because the whole Jesus thing, but...
Like, why bad. You no answer?
Why you no answer?
I'm not going to give you a shitload of
Você ligou para Brás Tours, a sua melhor opção de passeios e transportes para brasileiros em Nova York. Aguarde atendimento.
It's Greek.
Wow.
Você ligou para Brás Tours, a sua melhor opção.
Who cares? It sounds Greek. I don't know. Who knows what language you get in that damn place? That's one scary place to live, man.
What, Tarpon Springs?
No, Manhattan. Tarpon Springs. Tarpon Springs. I used to love that little trip down there once a year. Tarpon Springs and Clearwater we'd go to. Oh, well.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm looking for taxis. Fear not.
I put some taxi numbers in the chat earlier.
Well, apparently we scroll.
They got rolled over.
Jersey City might be good. I think they're a little further back, right?
No, actually, they're on the other side of the river from New York.
Well, as far as the coast... Oh, yeah. They're right
they're
in the middle
pretty,
of that...
They're pretty messed up, though, right now.
Yeah. They're in that harbor kind of area. Ooh.
They get the flooding.
Yeah, it ain't gonna work.
It's only, like, 4 feet above. I know from seeing the piers. Hmm. Not much to it.
I don't know what city this is that I'm looking at. Ewing Township? That sounds about Trenton. Trenton's Jersey. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Your mom.
Hey. Watch it. Your mom's Trenton. Trenton all over the place.
Stop Trenton on me.
Stop Trenton in front of everybody.
It sounds like something we could start as a
trend. Bitch you, Trenton.
Yes, this is Christine.
Yeah, hey, Big Christine, are you Trenton?
We're actually just manning their phones right now. We're in Houston.
Oh, well, I need to get a hold of someone. I need a ride from the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
For when?
For now, as soon as possible.
Okay, we don't have any availability for tonight until tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. is when their office will resume normal business hours.
Look, I'm supposed to meet Lysol at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to make a purchase. I'm supposed to give him $5,000, and he's supposed to give me a suitcase of shit. So if I don't make it tonight, I'm going to be in like really big trouble with, you know, the boss man. Like, he's really going to be pissed off.
Sorry that that's going on right now, but again, their office is closed and they will resume hours tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Can I connect you to Lysol? You can explain that to him, because if not, then he's probably going to try to get me.
I'm not familiar with who Lysol is.
He's the guy that I'm supposed to buy the stuff from tonight. Can you at least tell him so he won't believe me if he hears it from me? Come on, I got him under the line. Let me connect him. LeBeau? No, man.
Lysol, the douche.
Now, that was a taxi number, right?
Yeah.
And they have it redirected to Texas?
Texas. I guess that's...
Wow.
Yeah. Lysol.
It's a good sidekick name.
Christine.
Yeah, Christine, please. Look, Lysol's going to kill me if I don't get this out to him.
You know what? This is not funny. You need to stop playing on the phone, okay?
This is not a game. This is a hurricane. It's a state of emergency.
Right, so... Go seek shelter somewhere.
Can you? Hey, that's not funny. I have shelter. I just need you to tell Lysol not to kill me.
No.
Lysol. I was letting one of you.
That's the new way of telling go fuck yourself. Seek shelter.
Seek shelter. Seek shelter, refugee.
You should call up a couple places and just say seek shelter.
Seek shelter. Lysol.
Yes, that's a good white pages number. I'll be back.
I found a limousine out there too. Okay, where are you putting Tabachi? Are you there still? Did you leave?
Yeah.
Are you putting numbers in a chat that I'm not seeing? Or are you just
not yet? Not okay. Yet.
I thought you said you were. Never mind.
God, Tabachi.
I can't find it.
I'm just.
Found it.
Oh, that number sucks.
Tawachi does so much behind the scenes. Yeah, he's have to appreciate him.
He's a little nefarious.
Too. I'm telling you.
He's a little nefarious. You gotta watch out for him.
He must have so many hours of prank calls saved up.
Oh, thanks for the reassurance.
I'm telling you people to love Tawachi and thank him.
Just be careful. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Love him, but be careful.
Oh, you could bring us all down. If you get on your bad side.
One breath and you all die.
Thank you for calling Afton Limousine Service. How can I help you?
Yes, I needed a ride as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I need to meet with Lysol, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, and if I don't give him this suitcase full of money, he's going to get me in big trouble. I need to meet Lysol at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel as soon as possible, because if he doesn't get this suitcase full of money, I'm going to be in big trouble with the boss man.
Okay, sir, have you used our services before?
No, never. I just need a ride as soon as possible. How soon can you get me to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel?
It's not going to happen tonight, sir.
Look, if I don't get there tonight, if I don't give him this money... And he doesn't transfer this over. Mr. Big's not going to have his stuff, and he's going to kill me when he gets a hold of me. You understand? You need to help me out. I need transportation to go see Lysol. His name is Lysol.
We're not making any transfer runs to New York City tonight.
Can I put you through to Lysol so you can explain that to him?
Sure.
All right, hang on.
This is Lysol.
Sir. Hi, can I help you, sir?
Yes, hey. Listen, we're stuck down here in the tunnel. We're going to need to drive out here and get over. Any price it takes, we'll pay you. Just got to get these briefcases of cash. Hand it over to my boss.
I understand, sir, but we're not making any trips out to New York City tonight.
Well, I digress. Tell me, what kind of car do you got?
We have Lincoln Town Cars.
Excuse me?
We provide Lincoln Town Car services, but not tonight to New York City.
Now, how many spaces go in there? How many spaces?
What do you mean spaces, sir? I'm not quite sure.
How many human spaces go in there?
Human spaces?
Yes. How many human spaces does it have?
We have three human spaces in our sedan.
All right. And how many horse spaces in the engine?
You know what, sir? I'm not sure how many... Anything else I can help you with?
Go ahead and terminate the call.
Sounds good, sir. Have a good night.
Bye. I almost lost it when he... Did he not want to say horse spaces?
Poor. You probably thought you said horse spaces.
He came close to saying horse spaces, but then...
I know.
It's like, I can't say that shit.
His boss is probably right behind him.
I don't know how many... anyway. That was cool.
Lame.
No, it was good. You saved it. I was lame, Tabachi. You were cool. You were Mr. Cool. I forgot to turn my video camera on. Shit. Atlantic City floodwaters, several feet high. Oh my god.
Doom and gloom.
The Maya was right. It's the end of the world.
The movie was right. Was at the day the Earth stood still. Day the Earth stood still.
Still.
Thank you.
Gort.
I gotta go grab Gort. A taxi. I'll be back.
And then Gort came.
I tried to buy that robot off eBay, but the price went right up.
Damn, man. You gotta get with Death Fox in the chat room. He's all about collecting toys.
Awesome! Let's hang out.
You know what I'm saying? He can help you get that.
I just bought two female robots.
Female robots, okay.
They're awesome. I'll put pictures up when I get them. One's named Roxy.
Numbers are on the way.
Roxy.
It's a kitchen bitch robot. It's got a maid outfit on.
Nice.
TOC already called. Trenton Star Cab, here we go. You added a phone number, Tabachi?
Okay. I'm about to in 3.
You already did.
2, 1.
You already did.
You have reached. Please leave a message at the sound of the bee. Thank you and have a nice.
Please leave a message. Oh, yeah. Human spaces.
A limo machine. It only fits 3 people. How was that a limo?
It's a sedan.
I don't know.
It's a Prius.
Could phone a funeral.
Sorry for me to call, please.
Let's call a funeral home and see if they'll drive us around. I don't know why that popped in my head, but.
That'd be awesome.
We'll just lie down.
You know, I should call back. Who's the guy that I called that I made go out to some medical subdivision place? Medical park. For, put a generator in a brothel. Yeah, the generator guy.
Generator guy.
Ah, shit. I should call him back, see if he showed up. It's like, there's no fucking massage parlor here.
I wonder if there's a transit number. New York Transit.
I wonder what building the broken crane is on. That's another thing. Call people there.
Oh, it's the,
It's a residential building, I know that.
Shit, the rub, rub, rub.
The rub.
Starts with an R.
Bro.
Oh, fuck balls. I don't know what it is.
The Red Bull building?
The Rockefeller Center, is that it?
No. Rockefeller Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's NBC, ain't it?
Yeah, that's NBC headquarters, yeah. That's where 30 Rock, 30 Rockefeller Center. Okay, and what are these people again, Tabachi? I'm sorry, you got a bunch of woods. They're just people?
Winds.
Winds.
They all end in wind, and you want to tell people to evacuate now, or what was that phrase?
Hunker down?
Hunker down, yes.
Yeah, hunker down. I love that saying, man. Hunker down.
Now, these aren't verified, so I have no idea if they're going to pick up.
Oh, man. With a name like
but
wins.
They're all, but they're all, like, 60-plus years old, which generally
Rochester, means Rochester, maybe? Something like that. Rochester?
Nope. No worry. I call next one.
Is the basics?
Did you get into it?
Nope.
Shit.
Rockefeller Plaza.
Oh, if it's there, then shit. Now what? That's all I got. Now what? Come on, number. Ring.
Ring. Ring ding.
Here, I've got the phone number. Rockefeller Plaza.
Rockefeller.
Want to call it?
Yeah.
Even though I'm wrong about the building? God, this is how fights start. Because people are dumb.
So who is this? Mr. Rockefeller? Who am I calling?
What's some tourist site? Let's see what's
in. It's 864-3881. Leave a message.
Oh, man.
Rockefeller Plaza. No,
I thought they would answer. Just screw all those numbers.
It's 24 hours.
Visit the 67th floor at Top of the Rock Observation Deck for a fall showcase music series every Wednesday.
There's more, stuff in here.
Starting September 26th through October 17th.
Shut up.
There's lots of stuff in here.
Campaign.
All those shoes. Yeah, nothing's open, though.
Yeah, nothing's open. Nope. They got 7-Eleven there? No.
It didn't close that long ago, though. We should have called.
Damn it, man.
Christie's.
Well, you know, probably evacuated. If that thing's dangling over it. Yeah.
There's a post office, too.
Oh, they never leave. They're there.
Yeah.
No, they can't leave. 5 p.m. 5 p.m. they closed.
Come wind or, rain, no snow, no sleet, no rain.
That's not completely true.
Do you want to call him? Try to call him? It's 1-800 number.
That probably just goes to the stupid national, the national thing. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts might be open.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, 24 hours.
Hell yeah, man. I bet you they're Indians. Into your mood.
What the hell?
Hi. Who is it?
What?
You?
Tabachi.
Stop it, Tabachi. Opening the window?
Heck yeah.
Don't do it.
Oh.
Hello.
Dunkin' Donuts, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, you're still open.
24 hours.
Yeah, listen, we want you to close, please.
Sorry?
We order you to close. This is the United...
Yeah, somebody already go.
No, you need to go right now.
Yeah, right now go. Somebody elevator, right?
Where are you going, exactly?
Exactly, yeah, right now.
Do you have a place to go?
Yeah, already go.
Where are you going to go? Where?
Yeah.
You want to come to...
Elevator 55.
Hmm? You want to come to my house and we can party? Yeah?
Sorry?
Party.
You
know, like, you like kissing?
Sorry, sir. I don't understand.
Are you India?
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh? Teramadilan?
Sorry?
Teramadilan.
I don't know.
Banchud.
Yeah?
You're Banchud.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! God.
Oh my god!
Everything else is closed. That's hilarious.
Oh my god! That one poor girl. Oh my god!
Tell her tornadoes are here.
That's too funny. Oh my god!
Tornadoes. Hurricanes act a lot differently up north than they do.
Yeah, this thing doesn't spin off tornadoes or nothing. This is weak.
No, I haven't really seen. Usually down here, when the even the feeder bands, even hundreds of miles away from the thing, they can kick off tornado, but I haven't seen one.
No, not off this system. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Anyway, two. This would be fun. There's like shit.
You remember when we got Charlie, and after Charlie came, well, you were in Tampa. You didn't get Charlie. We got Charlie in Orlando.
Yeah, you got raked pretty good by Charlie. Yeah. It missed.
It was headed for you guys and did a turn. It did a turn at Sanibel Island, kind of.
Right up Punta Gorda.
Yeah, over there.
I mean, directly the channel.
Yeah, and then went direct through Orlando, through Central Florida, out Daytona Beach. And just.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but what was it? The day after that, the feeder bands started coming from the back of it, started coming through. And, like, all these tornadoes were forming, like, left and right. That's not happening here. You're right. It's a weak sauce hurricane. I'll go out there right now and yell at it.
All right.
Imagine what my neighbors would say.
Yeah.
The fat Puerto Rican guy is out there yelling at the hurricane. I think he's drinking. Rayo Maricon!
Why you no fall, Crane?
Why don't you blow harder?
Why blow harder, huh? Why you go pussy hurricane?
Hey!
Hey, fuck you! I'll spit in the wind. It'll hit me back. Like, ah, you motherfucker!
Damn, man, piss in the wind.
I'll shoot my gun in the wind. Hey, Ken! Shoot a gun into the wind.
Whoa.
Skype's having fun.
Wow.
Okay, here's a website that explains why there's no tornadoes in this storm.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Is it about science?
Yeah. I mean, basically, the short of it is that the differences between the air pressures is pretty separated. It's not unstable. So you don't have winds going, straight to the ground and spinning around and crap. It's all separated.
And going, yep.
Yeah.
Weather.
Now, what are these numbers, you Dark Stranger, that you put here? You give me some 212s. What are those? That was the Dunkin' Donuts. I already did that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was the store.
Fuck. Never mind.
I like that one, Dunkin' Donuts.
Unfortunately, all that stuff is closed now. But feel free to harass the Rockefellers that are due tomorrow.
Yeah, after. Maybe I'll wrap things up on the broadcast. Again, am I running out of ideas? Unless we call the West Coast, and what's the fun in that?
Rockefeller.
Yes, hi, Dunkin' Donuts again?
Yeah.
Hmm? Listen, can you tell me about it, about Banshood? Please?
Cool.
You, can you tell me how it happens?
Yeah, so, but I farm on the center, no.
No? Why, do you have sister?
So, you, Dunkin' Donuts, you,
what
you talking about?
What about Matterchute, huh? What about that?
I need a Terry Lund.
Terry Mighty Lund.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy, right?
You crazy.
No, I'm crazy about you.
No?
Yeah, you're a pretty girl. I saw you when they're making the donuts and the ice cream, and I like that. You made the coffee? Iced coffee?
Iced coffee?
You made me iced coffee, remember, with cream and 3 Splenda? Remember me?
Iced coffee
and Splenda.
I don't
know. Hmm? You know me.
Ice coffee, things, and...
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do you have husband?
Yeah, I have a husband.
You leave your husband and come with me and stay with me tonight. I'll show you how a real man does a girl. How a real man takes care of a woman, you know? I'm Mr. T. That's what they call me, Mr. T.
What is your name?
Mr. T.
Mr. T?
Yeah, I'm Mr. T.
Where?
What?
Where I live?
Where I live?
Yeah.
I live in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Hmm?
In the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Oh.
All right, come down and sleep with me inside the tunnel.
Okay, sir. Good night. Bye.
With the rats. Come on. Bye.
You sexy.
Take care of a woman.
You sexy,
like
sexy lady.
Hey, Dirty Aaron.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yo.
Fuck you, Brent Westwood.
Yeah.
What's up?
Are you renting movies in with one of my email addresses on Redbox?
No, never.
Fuck, some guy in Oregon's doing it. It's pissing me off.
Oh, Brad Carter. Blame him.
Yeah, blame Brad.
Hey, Aaron.
It's Tron.
Cobra.
Tron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Cobra.
Hey, bro.
Let's blame him. I'm not even going to ask him.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Carlito, you got to do the, you said a while back, it's been a long time, that you're going to, if we wanted Madhouse email addresses that we could get them.
Yes. Yes, I do have to do that. Milkman's. How many you need? You want five of them?
Yeah, five. I want nunu@madhouse.com.
I'm going to start doing my eBay business through there.
Yeah.
eBay business.
Just start leaving Google comments as Madhouse.
Yeah, that gets the domain out there. I'm all for it. That's called the Trenton Firehouse. No, it's not.
Maybe Lysol could get the name out there.
Lysol.
I want to go meet Lysol and Ashtray so we can get this deal done.
Ashtray. Sorry, I'm looking for another number here.
I meet Andy this week there, Carlito.
Yeah, I got beat by Evil Artie. Think my season's just about done, man.
Well, it was. You had Arizona defense, so like every time Gore would score, you would lose points.
I would lose
anyway.
Points. Yeah. In hindsight, that wasn't the best idea. But what can you do? This isn't a sports show. You know, this is a prank call show.
And where's Nunu to complain about that?
Yeah, Tabachi doesn't like it either. He doesn't like sports. It's yucky.
Nah, I just don't give a darn.
I won. I beat Eric. Alex Smith got 38 points.
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters.
Life is good.
I don't think that's answering. And I forgot to add Brad. Let me get him.
Yeah. Sorry. I want to blame him for.
Did I ever send this link to people? One of my friends who works security caught that on tape. I'm not too sure what to make of it.
Hey, what's up there, legend?
Going on. It's flipping cold here. It's 49 degrees.
Wow.
Hey, man. All right.
Still connecting.
What's going on in this?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What happened on this video? What was caught on tape? I'm confused.
Yeah, I really don't get it.
Oh,
there we go. I was like, a little bit of spit. Oh, okay.
Oh. Yep.
You've reached the Phone Losers of America voicemail box. If you're calling about the Craigslist ad...
Oh, what does she do? She spit on herself?
Nice.
She's the classy chick.
She's spit on her palm. Spit for a bit of lube, and then...
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Look at the hipster dude.
Dude looks like the DJ from Delight.
You should... Hey, Carlito, you should really, really prank call Patrick Murphy.
Patrick Murphy?
Yeah.
Hugh Murphy?
Oh, they look at kids. Oh.
Wow, yeah, it's quite the interesting video. Wow, and this is a friend of yours that caught this on the security?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. That is crazy.
People.
Anyway.
Well, that's a great way to end things.
I guess so. And on that note, thank you guys.
No, awkward.
Sweet dreams.
All right, I think I am ending things because I'm out of ideas. Pranked out.
Yeah.
You guys want to continue on your own? Go ahead. Go for it.
Energy's getting low.
Yep. All right, well, good night, guys. Glad to see you, Tabachi.
Peace out.
Everyone else there. See you later.
Pretend there's a milkman.
Hey, one more thing.
When are you going to do a 24-hour show?
Next year. When did we do it? We did it on MLK Day. That's when we should do it again. I don't think we'll get the kind of response if we try to get it set up this year.
I always ask for a 24-hour show. I don't know. People want to do it.
I'm for it. I'll take a shift.
Me too.
I stayed up all night last time.
Oh my god. That was fun though.
Near the end is like the best because everyone's like, and like hallucinating.
Yeah, but then I came in fresh as a daisy, and I'm like, "All right, let's make a band for the vacuum cleaner." Woo. Yeah,
it's my band, man.
Yeah. All right, I'm disconnecting you guys. See ya. Bye.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We're not playing games here.
I fucking son of a bitch, you.
You're calling us white trash, you little motherfucker. I'm gonna be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope ass motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.